Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, which means it's Caveman Football on KJO Radio. Get ready for all the play-by-play action with your host, Chuck Benson. This epic showdown on the gridiron, presented by the Insurance Lounge. Shop, compare, and buy coverage for all your insurance needs. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Rodco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from Quarry Rock to all the fill material you need, plus the expertise to do it for you. Welcome to Silverton, Oregon, as the Grants Pass Cavemen have traveled up I-5 to take on the number two team in 5A football, the Silverton Foxes. It's going to be a great night for some high school football. A little bit wet as we look out over the field right now. Both teams are out warming up, and we will talk about what to expect after this from Rodco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Rodco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Rodco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Rodco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Need to touch on a few things before we continue with the pregame show. Chuck is not here with us tonight. We hope that he feels better and gets back with us in the booth soon. But for now, I'll be doing my best to fill in for him and keep the show going as smoothly as possible. But I did bring some help with me. I have the head baseball coach for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Kyle Garrison. Kyle, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, Zink. Thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me tonight. Super excited to get some caveman football going tonight and hopefully get a win.
Yeah, as we kind of look out over the field right now, it's starting to rain. It hadn't rained the whole way up here for us, but now it's starting to rain. Could be a factor, could not be a factor. We'll see how the Cavemen and the Foxes handle it. You know, going to be a fun night. As we, you know, kind of delve into this, you know, I had an interview with Coach Kennedy this morning and didn't record correctly. Obviously, it's my first time, so I probably messed something up. But basically, just kind of touching on a couple things that, you know, Coach Kennedy had kind of gone over this morning. You know, we talked about back to the North Medford South Medford game, how that's the first time in over 15 years the Cavemen have swept the local teams, you know, and obviously you and I coach baseball together, but it goes a long ways when you can sweep in your local area. And I just think for the old school football people, for a true Caveman fan, I don't know that there's much more important stuff that goes on in a year unless you sweep those two Medford teams.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. I mean, obviously Coach Kennedy has come in and done a great job. He's got a ton of talent on the field. That's without a doubt. But I think a lot of how your season dictated at Grants Pass is how you set the tone with the teams around you. Obviously, North and South are usually big physical teams. They're cross-valley rivals. You know, like you said, I think it's been 17 years since the Grants Pass football team beat them both in the same year. You knock off North Med year week one. Singler comes in, kind of tries to play keep away last week with us. We figure out how to get it done on a big homecoming week. So I think the stage has been set well. Obviously, it's a tough couple four games coming up the stretch. Silverton's a little bit unknown. We don't have a ton of common opponents. You know, they played in state title game the last 2 years. They're 28-7 over the last 3 years, 5-0 this year. So I think we're going to see a good matchup tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, you touched on it, especially the 5A, 6A thing. Coach Kennedy and I talked about it. I don't know how much you can actually look into that anymore. I think the difference, especially at the higher level, the 5A, the difference between the top 5A and the, you know, even the middle to top 6A, I don't think there's such a small margin. So I think that is pretty irrelevant for the Cavemen tonight. You know, the Cavemen on the road and they're all whites. Tough travel day. All three teams have played up here today. The freshmen started the day at 1 o'clock. They get a win. The JV comes up at 3 o'clock. They get a win. And now the Cavemen are hoping, you know, in the varsity game at 7 to get the clean sweep. And so, you know, I think the main, you know, thought for the Cavemen is on the road. How do they handle that? You know, it's a long ways up here. You get off I-5 at Salem, then you just drive to the middle of nowhere, essentially. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Cavemen handle that. But, you know, I think a lot will be told, you know, in the first 30 minutes of the game, especially. So, but anyways, we'll be right back with some more analysis after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we move on, I want to just mention that Head Coach Kennedy's comments would have been brought to you by Indoor Airman. With modern energy solutions, Indoor Airman can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to their neighbors, Indoor Airman. You know, I really just want to touch a little bit more. Kyle, you played high school football. Now you're coaching, obviously. Coach Kennedy wasn't super concerned with the rain, but as we see the rain now falling pregame, I don't know how long it'll last. You know, we do live in Oregon. It could torrential downpour the whole, you know, 3 hours, or it could last 10 minutes. What is your opinion on how much the weather affects, especially this being the first rain game? How much does that affect both sides of the football for the Cavemen?
I mean, I think it definitely makes a difference, especially, like you said, being the first rain of the season that they've had to deal with. But the good thing about the caveman situation is they're not one-dimensional. It's not like they're lining it up, spreading it out, throwing the ball 60, 65 times a game. You know what I mean? We have Powers. We have Bragg. We have really good running backs. The offensive line, which I think was the biggest question mark in the offseason, has been absolutely outstanding so far this year. So, you know, I think it's just really important for the caveman to establish their run game early. You know, if the rain breaks open a little bit, maybe we start spreading it back out. But I think it's not going to be quite as big of a factor, kind of like Coach Kennedy said, as people might think.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's something to talk about, but I don't know that it's going to be the factor in the game by any means. So time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking. Where Dowell Road meets the Redwood Highway, Farmers Building Supply. Starting on defense for the Cavemen, a defensive line, we have Jet Stewart, Titan Davis, Elijah Hernandez, and Deshaun Stinson. Starting at linebacker, we have Tyler Meek, Brendan Shaw, Andrew Jensen. And in the secondary, starting at safety for the Cavemen, Nathan Bassett and Bronx Ely. And your corners tonight are going to be Brevik Hill and Reed Rhodes. We will be back with the starting offense after this from Farmers.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to support the U of O Ducks. While not all of our staff are Duck fans, we are always proud of the work our Oregon students do, both on and off the field. We're honored to partner with Grants Pass Broadcasting to bring you the Oregon Duck games and keep you up on all things U of O. Whether on the road or at home, you can rely on Farmers Building Supply and GP Broadcasting to bring you all of the up-to-the-minute Duck action. Go Ducks!
And now for your starting offense for the Cavemen, at quarterback, number 10, Jordan Rosetta. At running back, number 9, Trayton Powers. At wide receiver, number 4, James Traylor. The other wide receiver, number 15, Cameron Bowen. At tight end, number 3, Nathan Bassett. Your tackles tonight, number 54, Riley Wallace, and number 55, Elijah Hernandez. At guard tonight, number 71, Cannon Clark, and number 50, Titan Davis. And your center tonight, number 53, Deshaun Stinson. That's tonight's starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I bring you the keys to tonight's game. So, Kyle, I think in a high school football game, you know, there's so many things we can talk about as far as the keys to tonight's game. For me personally, you know, watching the first five games with the K-Men, I think offensive line is probably a huge key for us, especially the size difference. I mean, we look out here and watching Silverton warming up in their all-black jerseys. They look big, you know, but, I mean, we also just got done playing a big South Medford team. So what kind of factors do you think that plays? Offensive, defensive line, which one do you think is more important for the K-Men tonight?
I mean, yeah, Silverton definitely looks big, but I think Coach Kennedy touched that K-Men corner last night. He believes in the tenacity and the athleticism of his line. I think setting the tone on the ground, getting the run game going, getting powers going, and kind of seeing what the defense gives us. You know, obviously, if they're going to stack the box, I think Rosetta's arm is going to cause some damage tonight. But honestly, I think the biggest key for the K-Men tonight is on the defensive side of it. The offense has clicked on all cylinders all year long. Defense played better last week, but they've obviously been giving up some big numbers. I think if we can get a couple stops early and allow the offense to get us a couple score lead, then that's going to be the huge key this Friday night.
Sure. And Coach Kennedy, you know, he never wants to give, and it's like a coach's curse if you give what you think is going to happen in the game. Every coach wants to win. And so Coach Kennedy, you know, kind of holds his cards tight to his chest. But I just the feel I got from him was he kind of feels like this is going to be another shootout for the K-Men traveling on the road. I don't think Silverton has necessarily faced an offense such as Grants Pass's. I don't think they have necessarily seen the weapons that Grants Pass is going to present to them on offense especially. And so if the K-Men get in a shootout situation, do you think that bodes well better for the K-Men, or do you think Silverton being at home has a little bit of an upper hand in that situation?
I think this year with the way the roster's built and the numbers that came in have been putting up, I think anytime we get into an offensive shootout, I like our odds. My big thing is a little bit, again, with the unknowns on Silverton, with not very many common opponents, you start trying to dissect this a little bit more, and they've only allowed 48 points all year. So you kind of wonder if they're going to try to go with a South Medford attack tonight, you know, play a hand the ball off right and left, try to control the ball for as much time as possible, not let Caveman's potent offense get in a shootout with them. But again, I think if it does turn into a shootout, I think at the end, Silverton hasn't seen the athletes Grants Pass has yet this year, and I think the odds are in the Caveman favor if we get an offense shootout tonight.
You know, Coach Kennedy and I talked very briefly last night. You know, they're five games into the season. Caveman's at 4-1. The paper that I printed out, or the RPI, shows them at number 12. You look on the internet now, it says 11. The RPI rankings now being so important, playing the number two team in the 5A on the road, RPI-wise, doesn't hurt them. The math doesn't hurt the K-Men as far as that goes, win or lose, essentially. And so, you know, just being over that halfway mark, he says they're fairly healthy. He says that this team has avoided the big injury so far. Obviously, there's a lot of games left. You have your bumps and bruises. You know, we saw Powers go down last week. I think he's just beat up from running for 700 yards in two games. You know, how much of a factor is it that every team is dealing with this deep in the season in any sport? When you get past that halfway mark, this is where the grind really happens. And so how important does it play to be maybe the healthier team this week, even though we are on the road?
Oh, I think it's the biggest factor of tonight's game, honestly. I think anyone that's been around high school sports or coaches high school sports, you're just hoping that you get through the year healthy. At the end of the day, you know, any sport, but especially football, you're honestly one or two injuries away from your entire season looking entirely different. You know, from especially football-wise, you start talking schemes and personnel and what you're trying to do offensively or defensively. You know, one injury can completely change how you would want to attack the game. And ultimately, Coach Kennedy saying that other than your typical bumps and bruises, Grants Pass is healthy. Meanwhile, we have Silverton. Unfortunately, you know, they have Chase Dominguez, their starting quarterback. He started the last few years, played in two state title games as a starting quarterback, goes down with a, looks like a left rotator cuff injury last week. You know, he's on the sidelines in a sling tonight, or at least he was pregame. So, you know, I think we're going to get their backup quarterback, who I'm sure is ready to do his job, and I'm sure he's a good athlete too, but ultimately Grants Pass is coming in what sounds like a fully healthy roster, while Silverton's missing one of their key components tonight on offense.
All right, very good. We will be right back with some more keys tonight's game after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sunday on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Yeah, so we're just kind of, you know, talking about the overall halfway grind of the season, you know, and if we look at the overall rankings just based on league opponents only, you got Willamette sitting at 5-0. They're the number three team in the state. You've got West Salem 4-1. They're a spot ahead of us at 11. That might have changed to 10 today when I looked. We're sitting at 12. Sprague is at 17. Sheldon 22, North Salem 23, and South Medford 26. The reason I only list off those teams is because the OSA has gone to a different format this year. Now, in the OSA, the 6A level, there's only 24 teams that get in. So the top 16 will play in what's called in the actual OSAA state bracket. The bottom 8 will play in the Columbia Cup. So the only team not in right now, as far as league goes, with in either bracket, would be South Medford on the outside looking in. Obviously, there's more teams in the league, but that's the one that's kind of on the outside looking in. So the Caymans are sitting right in the middle of the pack. You know, I asked Coach Kennedy, is the goal just to get in and don't worry about Columbia Cup versus OSA bracket, or is the goal OSA bracket? I loved his answer. I love the mentality from the head coach that, you know, we want to be in the OSA bracket. If you're going to play and you're going to be in a tournament, let's go play for the real deal. And I think that's a big culture change that we've seen in Grants Pass football just this year alone. Obviously, he's still building and, you know, building for the future, and 1 year doesn't do a whole bunch. But I love the answer from the top down that, hey, obviously we want to get in no matter what, but if we're going to get in, let's play for the actual state title. I mean, how do you feel about that answer?
No, I 1,000% couldn't agree with you more. The fact that we have our head football coach, who first off I think is doing a phenomenal job. I think he's doing a really good job of changing the culture, setting precedents, standing on his principles week in and week out, and realizing that if you do those kind of things when building a program, ultimately the wins follow. But I think the football sets the tone for the whole school. I think having a football coach that's extremely competitive and hard-nosed and says, hey, we want to go in and we want to bang with the biggest schools, most competitive schools in the state, and see where the chips may fall is absolutely the answer you want out of the guy leading your football and your marquee program at your school, especially with the resources and size of Grants Pass. So I think this is a big game. Obviously, you know, you win this game, you're set up in a really good spot. I think you're probably sitting right around that 9-10 spot. You know, you're on the road, you get a little extra weight for being the number 2-5A team in the state, but I think absolutely the goal has to be the OSA Cup. If you get to the end of the season and you're in the Columbia Cup, obviously you make your adjustments and you get ready for that week one, and at that point you set the goal of, hey, we want to go out and win the Columbia Cup. We obviously want to be playing on the last day of the season, wherever that may be, but I think the goal needs to be and has to be, at the end of the day, we want to play in that top bracket. We want to be a top 16 team in the state, and whether that puts us in a 1-4 seed game in the first round or home playoff game or not, that's what it's going to take to ultimately build a program long term. I think Kennedy's, you know, dug in and going to be here for a long term, and he realizes that setting the tone early and making that top bracket, especially year one with the group of athletes he has right now, is extremely important.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just even piggybacking off of that, 4-1, you're, like I said, you're over halfway through the season, but now, I mean, the Caveman schedule, what they've gone through versus what they have left is not even comparable. They have a gauntlet coming. Not only are they traveling 3 of the next 4 weeks, counting tonight, but all 3 trips are to Salem or the Salem area. All 3 teams in the Salem area are in the top 20 You know, Sprague is the lowest ranked team, which we go to next week, sitting at 17. And Sprague is always known for their physicality. They're known for hard-nosed football. You know, obviously you have to go then to West Salem to finish the year, which is on the road, senior night for them, which is it hypes up everybody to a whole new level. But then you get Sheldon at home. And, you know, I you and I talked on the way up here. Everybody wants to say Sheldon's in a down year. I will not believe Sheldon's in a down year until I get to see it in person, because we've heard Sheldon's in a down year before, and then they come in here and beat you by 50. So I just don't see that being a factor. But, I mean, you and I have rode plenty of yellow buses together with the baseball team. 3 trips in 4 weeks all the way to Salem. I mean, that is a grind, no matter how old or young you are. How can the Cavemen handle that in the worst, not the worst time of the year, but in the toughest time of the year health-wise, getting on a school bus and riding the whole way every week?
Yeah, I mean, I think your health comment kind of touches on it. Obviously, like you said, we've spent many of hours on a yellow bus. They're not the most ideal situation. And when you're putting kids on a bus for four and a half hours and expecting them to walk off, you know, get their bodies ready to play and turn it up on a Friday night, especially when you have four quality opponents coming, it's definitely not an ideal situation. But I also think it's a great chance to see what you're made of. You know, we want to talk about the GP Athletics, Caveman Football having grit and being resilient. And we're going to find out tonight if they did their job getting prepared to travel on the road. And I think that coming in here and getting a win in this game kind of sets the tone. It makes, I think, the trip to Sprague, the trip to West Salem a little bit easier. Obviously, you got a couple more weeks to get to West Salem. But, you know, you win, you beat Silverton tonight at Silverton, your first long bus ride of the year. Or maybe second other than South Salem, I think it sets a tone. You have a little more confidence going to Sprague. You have an extra week of figuring out, hey, this worked well in our preparation. This didn't work well. You know, this is what we need to do to get off the bus a little bit better or make things a little bit more game ready when we get there. I think it's just a good learning moment, right? You gather as much info week to week as you possibly can and get ready to prepare for the next week.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for any team in our league, you have that experience of traveling in the playoffs, because in the playoffs you're going to have to travel at some point. Maybe not as far as us Southern Oregon teams do, but you're going to have to get on a bus and travel at some point if you're going, unless you're the number one team in the state. It's really highly likely you're going to have to travel, whether it's for the state title game or the first round of the playoffs. You're going to have to get on a bus, and you're going to have to travel. And so I think that's one thing our league does prepare us for really well. We are about ready to have the national anthem, so we'll be back after this two-minute break.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Silverton, Oregon. We're up here for the Grants Pass Cavemen, the number 12-ranked team in the 6A versus the number 2 Silverton Foxes. Grants Pass is just coming back out on the field wearing the all-white jerseys from top to bottom. And Silverton is all black tonight with white numbers. Captains are getting ready to go to the middle of the field. You know, like we were just talking before the commercial break, I, the road thing, high school sports are so weird because any kid, any team can beat anybody any given night. I mean, it's just, it's the nature of high school kids. It's the nature of high school sports. It's probably why high school sports are some of the best sports out there, because it's still old school. It's not always what you see is what you get. You know, when you come to little towns like this, and this is it's a pretty cool environment. The stands are packed on our side. You know, pretty good showing by the Caveman fans tonight, even traveling on a Friday. But I think it just goes a long ways, you know, just for demeanor. I mean, all of the things. And as the captains come to the middle of the field, we'll wait and see what the Cavemen do. Chuck and I always talk about this. You know, what are the Cavemen going to do? If you were Coach Kennedy, you're on the road. Do you take the football and try to set a tone, or do you try to play defense first and see what the tone's actually going to be?
No, I think their offense has been their strong point all year. If I'm Coach Kennedy, especially on the road, I'm coming out guns a-blazing. I'm trying to be as aggressive as possible. I want the football. I want to strike first and try to make them chase us all game.
Yeah, see, and I agree with that. I think just the way the offense has been playing, the one thing I think people take for granted is the turnovers. I don't think the Cavemen have had a problem so far this year with turnovers, and so we'll see tonight what the factor is. But I think if the Cavemen take care of the football offensively, this is a tough team to stop. We just see that Silverton won the toss and they deferred to the second half, so the Cavemen will receive the ball going from left to right on your dial. And I think it's a very important point for the Cavemen to come out aggressive. You know, you're going to see, I'm assuming, a whole bunch of different looks. You know, the one thing that Silverton does have, they have all that film from last week with South Medford. So how do they use any of it? Do they try to match it, or do they just stick with their game plan and their defense that they normally play? You know, because you can take away Trailer, but then at some point you're going to get worn down by the Powers, by the Rosettas, by the Hills. There's so many other weapons for this Cavemen team. I mean, if you were on the opposite side from the Cavemen, who do you take away?
That's a great question that I think defensive coordinators for the last 5 weeks have been trying to figure out. I mean, you try to stack the box and slow down Powers, and all of a sudden Rosetta's throwing for 350 yards, Trailer's got 250, Hill's got 100, and they both got a couple touchdowns apiece. I think that's what makes the Cavemen so dangerous, is you can't stop everything. So I think it's going to really come down to the Silverton program's obviously super established. The DC is going to have to play their game, I would assume we're about to see some hard-nosed football out of them, and he's going to have to play the guessing game, and I would guess go back and forth between trying to take away the pass and taking away the run. But I don't think there's a great answer there, honestly.
And the kick goes into the end zone for Silverton. Powers was back deep, and it looked like he came up and he kind of misread it. I don't know what happened there. It was a line drive kick, but the Cavemen will take over after the touchback. Something to watch this week for the Cavemen, I think, is something that we, touched on last week with our last broadcast, was I think you're going to see a lot of motions from the Cavemen, because the one thing Rosetta seems to get fooled on every once in a while is coverages, and how is he going to handle the coverage. What's he going to see? This first series isn't what he's going to see the whole series.
Yeah, I would assume Coach Kennedy tries to run, the same play out of multiple formations tonight and really get different looks on coverages.
Cavemen come out and trips right. Bassett in tight on the tight end. Bassett motions across. Powers up the middle. Looks like Powers going to get about a 4-yard gain on the play.
Well, looks like Cavemen trying to go fast tonight, right into the no huddle.
Ball to Powers on the right end. He cuts up the field, gets stopped short of the first down. Silverton fans are excited because they think the ball came out, but the whistle was already blown dead. Looks like he picks up about 3 more yards on the play, or 4 more yards, bringing up 3rd and 2 for the Cavemen. Try to go hard count, the Cavemen do. I like the tempo so far. They've got twins to both sides. Bassett up top on the inside with Trailer and Hill on the bottom side towards us. Snap to Rosetta. He drops back, swings it to Powers in the flat. Powers fights to get back towards line of scrimmage, close to the first down.
That might be a first down. We're probably going to see the yard markers come out here.
Yeah, they're just going to give it to him. First down, Caveman. Just a little swing pass to Powers on the left-hand side.
It's a great job by Powers, you know, yard after contact. He gets touched in the backfield, breaks the first tackle, puts his head down, runs hard, figures out a way to get first down.
Now the Caveman will look at the sidelines for the play from Coach. A little bit slower tempo now after that first down. Rosetta goes to the huddle, breaks the huddle. Now the Cavemen have twins up top with a backside tight end and a fullback. Powers up the middle again. Gets stopped for about a 2 yard gain up the middle.
I think that's going to be the most interesting part. Like you touched pregame, Silverton's big. They're physical. They have a huge sideline. It looks like they probably got at least 20 kids more than we do. It'll be interesting to see how the interior linemen hold up with depth.
Yeah, the Cayman went from having tempo to now they're going a little bit slower. The fullback on that last play was Jet Stewart, it looked like. Had him more in the halfback location where Bassett typically is. But now we got trips right with a backside tight end on the line in Bassett. Snap goes to Rosetta. He's got Hill deep. Overthrew him by a couple yards.
Yeah, interesting. We see man coverage early. You had Trailer running a post in the middle of the field there. I think Hill and Trailer were creating some space down the field right there. It'll be interesting to see if they continue to stack the box and stay man here.
Yeah, so far Silverton is showing that they're going to try to stop Powers first because they were pretty manned up all across the board. Hill had a step on his defender, but Rosetta just had a little bit too much juice on the football and he threw it a little bit too deep.
It's hard to watch Power run for 800 yards the last few weeks and not want to take him away.
Now we got twins to both sides with Hill motioning to the right. Snap to Rosetta. Looks for the quick screen. Incomplete. Tried to go quick screen to Hill, it looked like. Now it brings up 4th and 8 for the Cavemen. It looks like they're going to bring out their punting squad. This will be the first time we've seen Alejandro Leon tonight. Typically a good leg for the Cavemen this year. Had a little bit of trouble last week on a few punts, but South Medford did a good job bringing quite a bit of pressure. Snap is clean. Kick is off. It's a pretty decent punt right down the middle of the field. All the Foxes are out of the way. Looks like the ball's going to go out on about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, about a 38-yard punt right there. Not amazing field position for Silverton, but see how the defense starts it off right here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really key for the Cavemen defense to get a couple stops tonight. I don't know that the Cavemen offense wants to do this shootout every week. So the Cavemen come out in their typical 4-3 look. Silverton motions, but motions back. Now it's a run right up the middle. He's got a lot of space. Looks like it's going to be about a gain of 12 right up the middle for number 4. Let's see. I'm going to say it's Nash Moser with the run for the Silverton. They are right back on the ball. Looks like they're trying to do some sort of option. Nowhere for the quarterback to go, and he gets stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Number 1, Cam Holland.
Yeah, interesting from Silverton there on the first down, trying to press with a little bit of speed there. The Cayman defense wasn't fooled and was ready for it. You got trips in a triangle to the left side. They're in pistol formation. Snap, it's a toss left. He gets outside, gets about 12 yards on the rush on the outside, but there's going to be a holding call. Deshaun Stinson was in on the play in the backfield and got held right as the running back was going around him. So this is going to be a holding on Silverton. It'll move the ball back.
I think linebacker play is going to be the key here tonight. Obviously, Silverton missing their starting quarterback. You know, I'm guessing they're going to try to run as much as possible until Grant's pass proves they can stop it.
We're going to do our best tonight to try to figure out how much time is left on the clock. But from our vantage point up at the booth, neither one of us can see the clock. So every once in a while, one of us will peek our head out and try to get you a time remaining. But we'll do our best to kind of give you an idea of where we are in the quarter. Silverton's going to come out and trips to the right. They're in a pistol formation. This receiver on our side is way out here. It's going to be a swing pass to the running back. Good job by Bronx Ely coming up and making the tackle from his safety position for only about a 5-yard gain for the Foxes. The one thing we saw last week was the K-men flying around. The K-men did a great job on defense flying around, and so far in these first couple of plays, we've seen a fairly good job out of them. So we're going to go twins to both sides with a pistol running back. They motion across to the left. Quarterback rolls out left, throws, got a guy. They're going to give him the catch for about 10 yards, but it's going to still bring up a fourth and short. But it's going to be on the caveman side of the field. It's down to the 46-yard line. It's going to be about a fourth and four, fourth and five for the Foxes. Twins to both sides. They motion to the left again. He motions back to the right. They try to go hard count to get the caveman to jump. Quarterback looks back to the sideline to get the play. Now Silverton's going to use a timeout. So we'll use that for our first timeout. We'll be right back after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
After the Foxes took the timeout, they came out in the punt formation, so they were just going for to get the caveman to jump off sides, hard count, used their timeout, came out and punted. It was a beautiful punt, but they took a caveman bounce and bounced in the end zone, so the caveman will get the ball on the touchback out of the 20-yard line for possession number two tonight for the caveman. I mean, what a job by the caveman defense right there to get a stop after the caveman offense kind of sputtered.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job by the defense getting the ball back here in their first series. Once again, we're in a spot where hopefully caveman can score first and make them chase the rest tonight.
Caveman got trips left in a triangle with a pistol of Powers behind Rosetta. Trailer out here by himself. Snap to Rosetta. We got a toss sweep left to Powers. He cuts inside again. Going to be about a 6-yard run for Powers on the standard toss sweep, and the cavemen are going to get right back on the football and tempo up right away.
Yeah, I love seeing some tempo out of the cavemen, and also it looks like they're going man-to-man coverage with no one over the top of trailer, so we might get to see a shot here.
Got trips right for the cavemen. Rosetta tries to go hard count. Now everybody stares at Coach Kennedy. Gets the play. The play is set. We're still in trips right with trailer on the back, far back side on, near the sideline by himself. They're going to take a shot to trailer, man-to-man defense. He's got him deep.
Oh, huge catch.
Oh, he dropped it as he came to the ground. Second and short, minimal yards. They saw the man defense up top to trailer. Rosetta decided to take a shot to it. I like that shot on second and short because now you have the whole playbook on third and short.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we need to take as many calculated shots down the field when trailer's one-on-one as we possibly can.
Came in back in the same formation, trips right. Trailer out deep or out wide to the left by himself. Powers in the pistol. Rosetta goes hard count again. The Foxes have seen that on film. I don't know that that's going to work this week for the cavemen.
Ultimately, you talk about a program that's won as much as they have, they're going to be disciplined.
Now Rosetta moves Powers up to his right shoulder. Handoff left to Powers. He cuts back right. Tries to run through a linebacker. It's going to be close. It's going to depend on the spot, but I think it's going to be fourth and maybe a yard on the run from Powers. He's going to gain about 3 to 3.5 yards. Now Coach Kennedy has a big decision here, which it looks like he's going to bring out the punting unit. So again, we're going to see Leone come out with the punting unit to hopefully try to swing the field position again for the caveman defense. Snap is clean. Almost blocked. And this ball is shanked towards us on the right-hand side. It's only going to get out to about the 45-yard line where it's downed by Jet Stewart. Almost blocked by Silverton there. Got really close.
Yeah, not ideal position to put your defense in. I think obviously we are hoping that we get some ball movement going earlier, but let's hopefully see another defensive stand out of our cavemen.
Yeah, and Silverton comes out. They were on trips to the right-hand side. They had an extra guy on the field. A little quick screen up to the top for the slot receiver. He makes one gain, almost missed, but gets tied up by his shoelaces. It's going to be about a gain of about 9 yards on the swing pass.
Although that was a gain, that's a huge tackle by number 13, Bronx Ely, in the open field right there. He's probably gone for 25, 30 yards if he doesn't make that tackle.
Brings up about second yard, maybe less than that for the Silverton Foxes. Silverton comes out and it trips to the right-hand side, but the inside receiver is in tight. Running back's on the left-hand side. Going to be a little run to the right. Oh, it was a quarterback keeper. Excuse me. He pulled it last second. It's going to be real close to a first down for Silverton. Going to be just enough right at the yard marker for a first down for Silverton. The caveman defense was there, though. I mean, they had it stopped. That's a great play. It's just second and short. It is what it is. Okay, we've got twins right, twins left in the pistol formation. Snap to the quarterback. He fakes the slot screen. Then he has to run, and the whole bunch of cavemen rally around him for a loss there. Looks like it's going to be a loss of about 4 yards for Silverton. Looked to me like they tried to do a little slip route on a rocket route, essentially.
It's a good job by the K-man. They're in a cover two. It looked like they're corner in the flat making first contact.
Okay, we've got twins to the left, slot to the right. They're going to motion to the right-hand side. Going to be a jet sweep. The quarterback keeps it. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Almost fumbles, but gets a huge gain there for Silverton. He really rode that fake on the jet for a long time, making the caveman make a decision. Then he pulls for about a 20-yard run right up the middle.
Yeah, great job by the quarterback. Linebackers need to just be a little more disciplined, fill their gaps, let the play develop a little bit more before they start back pursuit.
Silverton breaks the huddle. Going to have trips left in a triangle in the pistol formation. Top wide receiver way out wide. Snap, we got a toss to the left. Got a lot of cavemen there. One makes way, one man miss. Then Tyler Meek comes up and makes the tackle for a short loss. Looks like a loss about 2 yards there for Silverton. That's one thing the Cayman are going to have to do tonight is they cannot miss tackles. Against a shifty team like this, you miss tackles, that creates those extra yards. Twins right and twins left in the pistol. They rotate, or they motion 21 across. It's a pass. It's a screen pass back to the back receiver, and that's going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, broken coverage right there. Well, whoever was supposed to be over the top on this side bit.
So it's going to be a 19-yard touchdown pass for number 7, Nolan Horner. The caveman really fell for that motioning back across the field. Oh, now they're going to show the swinging gate formation. See if the cavemen know how to cover it. The cavemen cover it correctly, so they're going to rotate back in to the normal field goal position to try to make this one a 7-0 game.
Yeah, 2 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Kick is up and it's good. So with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, it's Silverton 7, Caveman 0. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a reminder, tonight's first quarter is brought to you by Mosier Paving. Call Mosier at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, and all your site preparation needs. Silverton lines up for the kickoff. Oh, they try to do an onside kick.
Oh.
And they're going to get it, I believe. Yeah, they did the onside kick. All the cavemen are already running backwards. And they just do a little squib kick at about the 12, 13-yard marker. And Silverton instantly gets the ball back, and that's a huge momentum killer.
Yeah, huge momentum killer in caveman territory quickly here.
Now the caveman defense really going to have to step up here and try to get a stop.
Looks like we have a little bit of different personnel. Looks like Titan Davis is out off the field right now. Jeff Stewart is in on the line at the end.
Gonna have twins left, twins right. Gonna go toss sweep to the right, but it's gonna be a double pass. They got a guy deep. It's complete to number 2, Gavin Aguero. It was a standard toss right. Everybody on the caveman defense bit for about a 40, 35-yard pass from the tailback to the receiver. First yeah. Trick play tonight.
Honestly, Holland wasn't in terrible spot right there. That's a tough ball to throw, a tough catch made right there.
Yeah, the throw was right on the money, and a great catch as he came down to the field. Came in twins right with a twins left with a slot to the right. He motions to the left, goes back to the right. Just a dive up the middle, misses a tackle, sifts another tackle. Gets down to about the 9-yard line for a gain of about 8 yards there on first down for Silverton.
Yeah, I think once again, yards after contact is going to be the story of how tonight goes.
Yeah, so far Silverton, aside from the one-trick play, hasn't shown the cavemen anything special. They're just kind of challenging them at the line of scrimmage. Twins right, slot left. The slot goes in motion, then motions back to the same side. Same play, opposite side, left-hand side. It's going to be a touchdown, Silverton. It's going to be a 4-yard touchdown run for the Foxes to quickly make this 13-0 with the extra point. They come out and show the swinging gate again, see if they can catch the cavemen sleeping and not prepared. Now they're going to motion back and get set for the actual PAT. That's two quick scores for Silverton in under a minute. Snap is good. Kick is up. It's blocked by the caveman defense. High school football, you can't return it. So with 1:55 left in the first quarter, now it is Silverton 13, Grants Pass 0. We'll be right back with the kickoff after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. It is 13-0 Silverton with 1 minute and 55 seconds left in the first quarter, thanks to a quick score and then an onside kick, which led to an even quicker score. And now you can see the Cavemen front line on the kickoff team up and ready for this one. The kick is deep to Powers. Powers goes down the left sideline, cuts back outside to the left sideline, misses a tackle, breaks another down the sideline, out to about the 30-yard line. Good return for Powers after he got initially hit at about the 20.
Yeah, great return by Powers. I think Grants Pass here just needs to take a deep breath. Their offense is more than powerful enough to get right back in this game.
Yeah, these are just some of those storms on the road that any team has to deal with. I don't care who you're playing. The home energy is always different. How do you weather the storm? You're one stop away from being just fine. So just see how the Cavemen react. Cavemen have trips out to the right-hand side with Bassett being one of them, inside tight with Trailer up top by himself. Powers off to the left-hand side of Rosetta. The snap is to Rosetta. He hands off to Powers to the right-hand side. Powers goes off the right guard for about 2 yards, maybe three. It's been tough sledding so far for Powers early in this game.
Yeah, the interior line for Silverton, like we talked about, is big and physical. I think at some point, sooner than later, Cavemen are going to have to prove that they can complete the ball in the air and move the ball down the field in the air to open up the run game a little bit.
Going to have the same formation, trips to the right with Bassett in tight, Trailer up top by himself. Snap to Rosetta. Quick pass to Hill on the inside. Gets up the field. It's going to be close to first down yardage. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down. It's going to be about a gain of 8.5 yards to Hill for a first down for the Cavemen.
A couple more plays like that for the Cavemen should start to open stuff up. They've really been in man coverage with a single high safety, so prove that we can move the ball down the field a little bit, let some guys, you know, get out of the box, open up the run game a little bit for Powers.
Cavemen swap formations, go trips to the wide side of the field up top. Powers still to the left-hand side of Rosetta. Rosetta waits for the snap. Snap is good. Little play fake to Powers on the dive, and it's a little wide dump to Bassett for about an 8.5 yard gain on first down, bringing up a second and short for the Cavemen.
I think Rosetta's showing a little bit of poise right here, not having to hit the panic button, not taking too many chances deep, just take what they're going to give us right now.
That's the end of the first quarter. The score is Cavemen 0 and Silverton 13. We'll be back with the second quarter after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. The Cavemen come out in a twins to the left with the fullback to the right of Rosetta and Powers in the pistol. Hand off to the right-hand side. He breaks through the middle of the field. One man to beat. He breaks another tackle. Huge gain for Powers. Going to be about a 20, 30-yard gain for Powers right up the middle on second down and short.
Man, Powers just runs the ball so hard with so much intent. He's probably touched 3 yards past the line of scrimmage by a middle linebacker. Breaks two or three tackles right there for a huge chunk of yardage.
Yeah, good play coming out of the quarter for the Cavemen. Going to go trips to the bottom side of the field. Got Holland, Bowen, and Hill to our side of the field. They've got Trailer up top, so a little bit more of like their Hawk package, their quicker package in right now. Powers moves up to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta waits for the snap. Claps his hands, drops back to pass, got a blitz. Throws an interception towards Trailer. Tackled at about the 20-yard line. A lot of pressure for Silverton. Really flushed Rosetta out of the pocket. And you can just tell he wasn't ready to throw the football.
Yeah, right there. Silverton had six or seven guys in the box. Again, they're running man coverage. We had Trailer one-on-one. Great situation that typically we'd like to be in, but we got to do a little bit of better job protecting Rosetta and give him some time to make some reads.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Rosetta, he threw that ball in the one place he couldn't. If he misses outside, it probably doesn't get picked. But as he's coming, I think he just kind of pulled across his body, and the ball came back into the middle of the field. And the Cavemen need a big stop now on defense. Otherwise, this game could start getting out of hand for the Cavemen. Cavemen didn't have the right personnel on the field, so Coach Kennedy's going to have to use a timeout. So we'll use the timeout as well. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Second. Welcome back, everyone. Just a reminder, tonight's second quarter is brought to you by Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked for hunting season, ammo, scopes, rifles, and accessories to give you every chance to fill your tag. Cavemen come out on defense, showing a little bit of a 4-2 almost now. Silverton with the snap, quick wide receiver screen to the bottom half of the field. Missed tackle. Wow. He's going to be gone after a couple of missed tackles. 20, 15, 10, touchdown Silverton. It's going to be about a 79-yard screen pass for a touchdown for Silverton after about three or four missed tackles from the Caveman defense.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately right there, once again, we've talked about tackling being one of our key points all year. We missed two tackles out here on our side of the field in the flats, giving him a chance to get up the seam with no one even close to touching him once he got past the 10-yard line.
This time, Silverton just comes straight out into the field goal unit. Doesn't show the swinging gate. The snap is good. Kick is... Oh, he pulls it. Rolls out to the right for two. It's knocked down, I believe, by Tyler Meek on the pass. So the kick, the two-point conversion is no good. So with 10:45 left in the second quarter, it is now Silverton 19, Cavemen 0. And we'll be right back after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. Silverton and Grants Pass back on the field, ready for the kickoff. We have just started the second quarter. It's already 19-0, Silverton. Silverton lines up with almost two kickers. They wait for the coach to give them the sign. Whistle's blown. Kick is deep. Berg with the reception of the kick. He goes right up the middle, breaks out to the right-hand side, gets tackled right about the 32-yard line. So setting up fairly good field position for the Cavemen offense. Just to kind of need to take a deep breath and kind of settle in here.
Yeah, I think this is time for Cayman to take a deep breath. Don't hit the panic button. You can't get all 19 back in one possession. I think that's the key point here. You just got to start chipping away, you know, score on this drive, take a little bit of pressure off of your defense, and go from there.
We knew Silverton was going to be good. We didn't know how good they were going to be. But I also wouldn't say the Cavemen have played well yet.
Yeah, no, totally agree. I mean, the interior line on Silverton is definitely better than I thought, and they're a little more explosive, but Cavemen haven't had their best showing yet.
Cavemen come out in twins right, twins left. Bassett more close to the line of scrimmage. Powers to the left. He runs to the right off tackle. Gets a few yards before getting wrapped up by a couple of Foxes. Looks like about a gain of about 4 yards for Powers on the first down run. Cavemen quickly back up on the ball. Lining up in the same formation. You got Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta waits for the snap. Looks at the defense. Gets the snap. It's going to be a quick pass to Brevik Hill on the inside. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down on the quick hitch play. Going to be a gain of about 6 or 7 yards there for Cayman first down.
Yeah, I really think that's where Coach Kennedy needs to go in the playbook here. We just had 8 Silverton Foxes in the box. You know, we're one-on-one on the outside. Let's just take our chunks in 5 or 6 yards, keep the ball moving, eat up a little bit of clock right here, and get some points on the board.
Just sub Bowen out, bring Jet Stewart back in. He's been kind of playing that H position. He's lined up over the right tackle. They got twins up top with Bassett on the backside down in formation. Hand off to Powers, left-hand side, got lead blockers. Misses, makes the guy miss. One got a beat. Oh, gets wrapped up. But a huge first down run for the Cavemen for about a 22-yard gain for Powers off the left tackle.
Yeah, huge block by number 62, Colton Markey, about 5 yards down the field to break that open for Powers.
Powers had one man to beat, but he did a good job of wrapping up and bringing Powers down. Same formation for the Cavemen. Halfback on the right-hand side. Powers in the pistol, same running play, left-hand side. Thought he was going to make a man miss, but he doesn't. He gets wrapped up. Still a gain of 4 yards for the Cavemen on first down.
Good job by number 18, Jess Stewart, there, playing fullback, creating a little bit of space.
Now they sub Jet Stewart and Nathan Bassett out and bring that Hawk speed package in. You got Traylor and Hill and Holland and Bowen at receiver, still with Powers at running back. Powers now at the right shoulder of Rosetta. You got twins right, twins left. Rosetta waits for the snap. Here's the snap. He drops back to pass, rolls out to the right, has Holland in the flat, overthrows him. Just missed him high in the flat.
Yeah. Yeah. Rolling Rosetta out of the pocket right there. Again, Silverton's defensive line doing a good job not letting Rosetta stay back there and get comfortable like he's typically used to.
Cayman now huddle up. Got about 3rd and 5.5 or 6 here for the Cavemen, but you're on the Silverton 30. So I would imagine this is 4-down territory for the Cavemen, especially down 19-0 in the middle of the second quarter. Cavemen go trips to the right with Bassett in tight. Traylor down below by himself. It's going to be a handoff to the right to Powers. There was about 4 Silverton defenders in the backfield as Powers is getting the handoff. He's going to lose about a yard setting up. Oh, they're going to give him about 2-yard loss there for Powers, setting up now a long 4th and 8.
Yeah, great job by number 71 getting in the backfield, creating some chaos right there.
Cavemen break the huddle. Got trips to the right with Bassett being one of the trips members in tight. Traylor down by the bottom himself. Powers to the left-hand side. They got a blitz. Rosetta throws the ball, floats it up in the air on a 4th down, tries to get it to Hill. just out of reach of the outstretched arms of Hill. So it's going to be a turnover on downs for the Cavemen. Silverton's really just bringing a lot of blitzes at this point because they don't think the Cavemen can handle it. And so far, the Cavemen are not handling it.
No, Silverton's doing a phenomenal job stacking the box. They're bringing two outside linebackers off of the edge that are creating a ton of chaos for Rosetta, flush him out of the pocket, making him make tough plays on the run that typically the last few weeks, the offensive line have done a great job of giving Rosetta a nice pocket, letting the play develop with his athletes down the field.
Silverton comes out and trips left. Running back on the right-hand side. It's a read option play. The quarterback breaks a tackle again, gets outside, just gets out of bounds to avoid contact for about an 8-yard gain. Another 2 to 3 missed tackles there for the Cavemen. They had him in the backfield.
Yeah, that's a 3 or 4 yard loss right there if we wrap up and get the first touch as a tackle.
And unfortunately for the Cavemen, this has kind of been the story of the year on defense. The weeks that the Cavemen are good, they wrap up and they tackle well. The weeks that they're not good on defense, it's because of missed tackles. Got twins to the right-hand side. You got a fullback and a running back in the backfield with the quarterback. He hands off to the right-hand side, wrapped up by Titan Davis. But I believe it's going to be just enough off the right tackle for about a 3-yard gain for Silverton. It's going to be a first down for Silverton. That was a much better job by the Cavemen defense, but on these short yardage plays, a 2 or 3 yard gain is the difference in a first down. Silverton comes out, trips to the left, single receiver to the bottom half. Running back in pistol. It's a pass play. It's a quick hitch to number 80. Catches it. Short gain there on first down. Going to be about a gain of 3 on the first down pass.
Yeah, we're playing soft coverage right there on corners. It looks like Hill's probably 6-7 yards deep. As soon as we take that 5-6 yard curl, kind of what we're saying on offense, let's take the 4-5-6 yard chunks, keep the ball moving, and then take our shots sparingly as we get out the open windows.
Silverton ball on their own 45 with about a 2nd and 7, trips left, single receiver to the right, pistol formation, quarterback drop side to pass. It's the same hitch play, same spot. It's going to be another gain of about 5 yards this time for Silverton.
Yeah, exact same play right there. Again, Brevik Hill's lined up 6-7 yards deep. By the time the receiver gets him to turn his feet and turns around for a 5 or 6 yard hitch, they're taking their yards in five yard increments. You go 2nd and 7, 3rd and 3, first down.
So now it's 3rd and 3 from Silverton's own 49-yard line. Got trips left. Single receiver to the right, pistol formation. Going to go quick screen to the trip side. Missed tackle for 1, first down. Just a wide receiver, quick screen. They came in with another missed tackle. Oh, they're going to mark him down short of the line to gain. I don't know if his knee came down as he turned the corner.
He must have. That's a generous spot, I think, as far as the Cavemen are concerned.
So it's going to bring up 4th and 1 from the Cavemen 49 now. The Silverton offense stays on the field. But again, they had them lost for a 4-yard loss there and don't make the tackle. Snap to the quarterback. It's a quarterback power out the middle. No Cavemen within 3 or 4 yards of the line of scrimmage to make the tackle. It's going to be a first down on a gain of about 6 yards on that 4th and 1. We also have a Caveman down on the field. Can't see a number. While they tend to the player and we figure out a number, we'll take a break. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still trying to figure out a number. There hasn't been any movement from the field for the player. Coach Kennedy and the athletic trainer Katie Cole are out there trying to figure out what is going on. He just sat up. It looks like it's number 5, Reed Rhodes, I believe. So our starting corner, Reed Rhodes, is the one down. You couldn't really see what happened to him. For one, we have a pole in our way, but you also couldn't see just because of the jumbled up mess. He's now on his feet, tries to walk. A little wobbly.
Oh, I'm guessing we have a concussion.
I was going to say, based off the wobbliness and the coach holding him up, and he's on Katie, and he's kind of all over the place, I'm going to say that's going to be a concussion for Reed. So hopefully a speedy recovery for Reed on the concussion, if that's what it is. But he's definitely not very sure-footed. He's now holding his head.
It's an unfortunate loss for the Cavemen. Obviously, we hope that it's not a concussion, but it looks like we have number 2, Weston Burr, coming in for Reed Rhodes.
So it'll be first down and 10 for Silverton from the Grants Pass 44. They line up in twins right, twins left, running back to the right-hand side. They motion to the right. It's going to be a jet sweep to the right. They actually give it this time. No Caveman defender there. He makes one guy miss, hurdles another. Big first down off the right tackle. It's going to be a gain of about 19 yards for Silverton on just the standard jet sweep.
Yeah. Silverton's just winning the battle up front on both sides of the ball. We'd run a standard jet sweep, and a caveman hat doesn't get put on him until about the 15 yards past the line of scrimmage. Pass it, first one to touch him, and kind of wraps him up and takes him down. But, yeah, Silverton's line, big, physical, kind of what we expected.
And the caveman defense has been out there a lot in this first half. Silverton comes out, twins right, twins left. The left-hand side is tight. They motion back to the left. It's going to be a jet sweep fake. Quarterback keeps up the middle. Cavemen aren't completely fooled by it, but still a gain of 6 yards or 7 yards on the play for the quarterback of Silverton.
It's a pretty good job, though, by number 45, Clayton Markley, of filling the gap and staying disciplined right there.
This is an athletic Silverton group. We didn't really know a lot about them. We knew size-wise. We knew they were, you know, somewhat athletic on film, but I think even in person they're showing more athleticism than we even had anticipated. So you got twins left, twins right, running back in the pistol behind the quarterback. They motion to the left, back to the right. Quarterback drops to pass. Got a lot of time. Moat runs around, drops it to the running back in the flat. Missed tackle for the Cavemen. It's going to be a gain of about 13-14 more yards. And a first down, it's going to bring it up just outside the 10-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from the 11-yard line for Silverton.
It's a really, really good play right there by number 7, Nolan Horning, who is actually listed as a wide receiver cornerback. You know, obviously he's the backup quarterback, but I would venture to say it's probably the first snaps in-game he's taken in the recent years.
Got twins to the right, a fullback in motion. Dive right at the middle for Silverton. Still going. Whistle blows it dead. That'll be a gain of about 6 yards. Yeah, 6 yards for Silverton. Down to the 5, so bring up 2nd and 4 from the 5-yard line. So Silverton can get a first down here. It's not 2nd and goal. We're nearing 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Silverton comes out, twins to the right, fullback to the right shoulder with a tailback and pistol, toss sweep to the right. It's a race to the corner. The Cavemen get beat to the corner. It's a 5-yard touchdown run for Silverton. Right now, the Cavemen are just getting outflanked in every aspect of the game, and momentum is completely on Silverton's side. And
yeah.
The Cavemen are just, the defense is tired.
The defense has been on the field way too much. They were just on the field for most of that second quarter right there with 3 minutes left. I bet they spent 7 or 8 minutes on the field. Ultimately, the Cavemen are going to have to stop the bleeding and figure out how to score before halftime.
Snap is up. Kick is good. So with just at 3 minutes left in the second quarter, it is Silverton 26, Cavemen 0. We'll be right back after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. The Cavemen are down 26-0. I think this is a point of the game where the Cavemen have got to get points before half. Otherwise, this one's really going to get out of control for the Cavemen.
This drive is absolutely turning into must score at this point.
Kick is deep. Takes a funny bounce right at the sidelines. Cavemen don't touch it, so it's going to go out of bounds. There'll be a penalty flag for a kick out of bounds. So the Cavemen will get good field position to start this drive.
Very good decision-making by Powers right there to let that roll and get out of bounds.
So right now, the Cavemen really have to come out and compose themselves and figure out a way to get points. It doesn't matter if it's 3, 7, 8, whatever the case may be. They got to find a way, like you said, to stop the bleeding, get some points on the board, and just take a deep breath. Because right now, anything that hasn't gone right was going that way. I mean, everything is not going for the Cavemen. And so Rosetta needs to settle in. They need to, I think, get Powers to the ends, get him outside the tackle, and see what they can do. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. They come out in twins right, twins left. White side of the field, the bottom towards us. Rosetta gets a snap. It's going to be a fake. He pulls the ball. Nothing going. He's running the football. He's going to lose about 4 yards. It looked like it was an RPO. I'm not sure what he was necessarily reading, but he's going to lose 4 yards after he tried to get outside to the sideline.
Yeah, the way he left the pocket, I definitely think it was some sort of RPO, maybe a slant coming from the wideout trailer on that far side.
Cavemen are huddling. They're in no hurry. Don't really want to give the ball back to Silverton. Got trips to the left-hand side. Trailer by himself to the top. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta gets a snap. He drops back to pass. He's going to the corner to Hill. Hill makes the catch. What a great catch.
Great catch by Hill and really good ball by Rosetta right there. Let him hit his post, run a good clean right there, and lay it up on this side of the field between the Hill and the sideline to make sure the defender doesn't have any room to make a play.
Yeah, it's about a 25-yard passing connection between Rosetta and Hill there. The longest pass play tonight for the Cavemen, bringing up first and 10 on the Silverton 46-yard line. Rosetta trips to the right, hands the ball. No, he RPO. Gets the ball on a quick little slant to Hill, who was the inside receiver on the trips. Looks like for about a pretty generous spot for the Cavemen. Going to be about a gain of 5 or 6 yards on the first down RPO. So far, Hill is Rosetta's favorite target, being targeted 4 times so far early in this game. Twins left, twins right. Bassett in tight. On the top side on his twins. Snap to Rosetta. They try to get the ball out wide to Powers. Nowhere to run. Silverton does a good job of maintaining the edge. And there was nowhere for Powers to go. Maybe it looks like they're going to give him a loss of a yard.
Yeah, huge third down territory right here.
Third and 7 for the Cavemen. On Silverton's side of the field, they try to go hard count. Don't get them to jump all the way off sides. Got twins left, twins right. Powers moves up to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Snap, he drops back to pass. It's a slant to Hill. Hill with the catch. It's going to be a first down for the Cavemen. Looks like another 16 or 17-yard completion to Hill. Just on a quick slant right behind the linebacker.
Rosetta doing a great job of just taking what they're giving us. We're right at the 1 minute mark. Ideally, Grants Pass put some points on the board with minimal time, not letting Silverton get the ball back.
Yeah, first and 10 from the Silverton 28. Twins right, twins left. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. The snap to Rosetta, give to Powers up the middle. He makes a guy miss, makes another guy miss. Back to the left, running hard, carrying guys. First down for Powers all the way down to the 9-yard line. So that's a gain of 20 yards for Powers on the first down run. The Cavemen quickly back up to the line.
35 seconds left here.
Snap to Rosetta. He doesn't like it. Pumps, rolls out, throws it to the corner of the end zone. He's got Bowen. They're going to say incomplete. They're going to say the ball hit the ground. I thought he had a chance to get his foot in bounds. Good job by Rosetta. The only place he could throw that football that Bowen maybe could catch it, or it was going to be incomplete. He got some pressure on his face. Now the Cavemen can recollect. It's first, or now it's second and goal from the 9.
Really good job of Rosetta not taking a sack right there.
Second goal from the 9. Trips to the right. Powers to Rosetta's right shoulder. He hard counts. They don't give him the offsides. They look to the sidelines. The Cavemen still do have 2 timeouts left with under a minute remaining in this second quarter. Snap to Rosetta. He looks to the left, looks back to the right, goes back to the right-hand side to Hill. Misses him too high. Rosetta's seeing a lot of pressure tonight. And he's getting that possession right there, especially. He got pretty happy feet in the pocket. He had Hill on the inside. The defender was over the top of him, but just missed wide because of the happy feet.
Yeah, now we're looking at third down, 20 seconds left.
Third and goal from the 9. We got trips to the right, tied in on the backside on the line of scrimmage. Coach Kennedy runs down the sidelines to call a timeout. Didn't like something he saw, and with 2, he might as well use them. So with that timeout, we'll also take a break. We'll be right back after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailhold Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen have the ball, third and goal from the 9-yard line with 20.6 seconds left, and the Cavemen still do have a timeout left. So with that timeout left, it also alleviates the pressure of, you know, having to get out of bounds. The whole playbook is now open for the Cavemen. And for me, down 26-0, you don't get the ball back in the second half. I would think this is 4-down territory for the Cavemen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're trying to put 6 or 7 points on the board here without a doubt.
Trips right. Bassett tied in on the backside on the line of scrimmage. Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Got pressure. Gets it off. Gets hit really hard as he's letting go of the football. He had Hill in the corner. He was going to be open. He also had Powers on a swing route back to the left, but Rosetta didn't see him. He was locked on Hill, took the hit, got the ball off, but it was just underthrown. It's going to bring up fourth and goal for the Cavemen. It looks like they're going to bring on Leon for a field goal to try to get some points before the half. It's going to be kicked from about the 16-yard line, so it's going to be a 26-yard field goal for Leon. He's got plenty of leg for this. Before the kick, we're going to get a timeout, Silverton. So with that timeout, we're also going to take a quick timeout. We'll be right back after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. It's fourth and goal for the Cavemen from the 9-yard line. Before we went to timeout, Silverton called the timeout. The Cavemen were lined up in field goal, and it looks like they're still going to be lined up to kick the field goal with Brevik Hill holding from the 16-yard line with Leon kicking. See if the Cavemen can get some points here before halftime. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up. And kick is good. So with about 14 seconds left in the first half, the Cavemen finally get some points on the board. It is now 26-3, Silverton. And we'll be right back after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone, for the kickoff. About 14 seconds left in the second half, or the first half, excuse me. Silverton's going to line up quite a few guys up front to make sure the onside kick does not happen. Leon has plenty of leg here to kick it in the end zone for the Cavemen. But it is also a pretty brisk night. This is kind of the first real feel of fall evening, especially with the rain that we saw pregame. We haven't seen any rain since the game started. Leon lines the kick up, takes his steps. There's the whistle for live play. Leon takes his steps. Kick is up. Kick is deep. Looks like it's going to push him into the end zone. Going to be a touchback. Good deep kick for Leon. He's quite a weapon this year for the Cavemen.
Yeah, he's been extremely consistent, both field goals kicking off. It'll be interesting to see if Silverton tries to take a shot here, if they just need it, get to half with their lead and regroup.
You would assume they would take a knee and regroup because they do get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, plus 23 receiving on the second half. I can't imagine we don't see anything other than a knee and a jog to the locker room right here.
But you could also see them run a play with the Cavemen's inability to tackle in the first half so far. Nope, you're just going to take a knee. The second quarter has been brought to you by Black Flag Armory. Wishing the Cavemen victory on the field. Black Flag Armory on Redwood Avenue, right in front of the Cedarwood. That's the end of the first half, with the score being Grants Pass 3 and Silverton 26. We'll be back with first half statistics and analysis after this 2-minute Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for the first half scoring. Kyle, why don't you break down the first half scoring for us?
Yeah, starting off the game, both offenses honestly started a little bit dormant. We didn't get our first score until the 2 minute and 30 second mark in the first quarter, which I don't think any of us expected. But following that, we get three super quick scores out of Silverton. They go a 19-yard touchdown pass at the 2:30 mark in the first quarter. They get a quick interception and turn around and score on at the 1:50 mark with a 4-yard run. And then they follow that up with a long touchdown pass right coming out of second quarter and another 6-yard run late in the second quarter to make it 26-3 Silverton over Grants Pass. Grants Pass not getting on the scoreboard until the 14-second mark before half, kicking the field goal right there for our break.
All right, thank you very much. We'll run down some more statistics and have some first half analysis for you after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
All right, let's run down some statistics for you from the first half. Rushing yards, Rosetta at -4. Power is roughly around 70. Passing yards, Rosetta is near 75. Receiving yards, Bassett has 8 yards. Hill has somewhere around 50 yards, and that's it for the Cavemen. The Cavemen offense was fairly dormant in the first half, like Kyle was talking about. Not much going on. Running game was probably the most productive. Silverton really did a good job of throwing the Caveman offense, you know, completely off their game, and it really shows in the yards in the first half. It's probably got to be one of the fewer yards, aside from last week at South Medford, that we've seen out of the Cavemen. So we'll continue with more keys to the second half and what the Cavemen need to do to get back into this game after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailhold Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Kyle, what do the Cavemen need to do in the second half to get back in this football game?
I think really you got to cut this in half and look at both sides of the football. I think offensively, we have to win the battle up front. Powers obviously ran for 70 yards in the first half, which you know, by standards, not bad at all, but that's not typically where we've been the last few weeks, and ultimately we're not able to get him outside at all. The handful of a majority of his yards, I would say 50 of his yards at this point, are after contact. So it's the fact that he's running hard, breaking tackles, and really making plays. It's not that where he's hitting seams or hitting big holes that we're opening up. And all, you know, to piggyback off of that, Rosetta's been pressured all night long. He's been flushed out of the pocket multiple times. We've saw, you know, a couple mistakes out of him when he's outside of the pocket. The interception he threw, he was out of the pocket, rolling to his right, trying to throw on the run, where if we throw that ball to the outside, it's probably in a safe spot. We just miss it inside. It happens. He's a high school kid. We can't expect him to be perfect. I think that's only the second pick on the year. But ultimately, the line has to be better on both sides. It has to be better on the offensive side. We got to give Rosetta some time. Rosetta's got to be able to throw the football downfield for our run game to get open and open some holes for Powers. And on the other side of it, we have to pressure their quarterback and their running back. Their quarterback's had a bunch of big plays tonight, whether it's RPO type of stuff or a couple read options where they've broken open. Number six, Logan U2OO is listed at 6'3", 200 pounds. I mean, I don't know how many yards he has tonight, but he's been huge. He's had a couple huge runs off of the jet sweep. You know, they're athletic, they're big, they're strong, but I think it starts up front on both sides of the football. And if we can give Rosetta a little bit of time, let our playmakers get in space and let him spin the football a little bit, I think we're good. We can score a bunch of points. We can score them in clumps in the second half, you know, take some pressure off of Powers. We can't let him shoulder the load. But ultimately, we got to score some points, keep our defense off the field, and get a stop or two earlier in the second half before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, I think 26-3 seems somewhat unsurmountable the way the Cavemen have played, but also if the Cavemen can turn a switch like they did last week in the second half versus South Medford, I mean, frankly, 23 points isn't a ton of points for the Cavemen to come back, but they're going to have to get, that's going to take the Cavemen defense getting three or four stops in the second half, which seems like a tall task the way they're tackling. You know, what's the message if you're Coach Kennedy in that locker room right now? I mean, you got to try to stay composed, but I mean, what's the message to the boys to get them believing that they can do this?
Yeah, I think honestly, you got to go in there and talk some X's and O's where you're missing, but ultimately, you're just trying to reassure them that they're a really good football team. They can score points with the best of them. We don't have to get it all back at once. You know, we come out of the half. Obviously, Silverton gets the football, get one stop, right? Let's focus on this play and figure out the next play after that. If we can win one play at a time, get one stop, you know, get the offense rolling and score and make this, you know, a 10-26 game, we're not in a bad spot. Like you said, it is going to take three or four stops down the stretch, which, you know, Silverton obviously has done a great job tonight moving the football, but this is not by any means out of reach or out of hand. Grants Pass can slowly chip away at this, and I bet you money right now Coach Kennedy is explaining that same thing in the locker room. Take a deep breath, right? Realize that we're in an okay spot, not ideal, but this isn't anything that we can't handle or can't come back with. But you also got to understand that you can't win it all back in one or two possessions. We can't be reckless. We can't take unnecessarily shots. We just got to play the chess match, right? Take what they give us, keep the football moving, keep our defense off the field, let them come on the field with a little bit of energy after a score, and then see if they can get a stop. We haven't given the defense a chance tonight to be on the field after a score with a little bit of momentum and a little bit of energy on their side, and I think that's game-changing, right? You can't have the defense constantly coming on the field after three and out, you know, one first down, three and out. That's a tough situation to put your defense in, especially when you factor in how many kids are playing both sides. Hill hasn't really been off the field. Bassett hasn't really been off the field. Elijah Hernandez hasn't really been off the field. Ty Davis has been on the field most of the night on both sides of the ball. So ultimately, you get one stop coming out of half, you get one score, I think this game looks significantly different energy-wise.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like we talked about pregame, we didn't know a ton about Silverton. We knew some of the opponents they play. You see their 5-0 record. You see the number two team in the state is at the 5A level, you know, and they've looked every bit of the number two ranked 5A team. I mean, they're quicker in person than Coach Kennedy, I think, even probably thought on film. They're way bigger than I expected. I mean, you can look at numbers on on the sheet, but I mean, they look bigger in shoulder pads than the numbers even say on the paper. You know, do you think the speed that Silverton came out and showed kind of surprised Cavemen? Because frankly, this is the first secondary that has been able to stay with Grants Pass consistently for a whole half.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm shocked by their size and their speed. Obviously, I thought they were going to be good. I didn't think they were going to come out and score or get yardage in the bunches that they are, right? But ultimately, we talk about the secondary being athletic. I do think their secondary is athletic. I don't think their secondary is athletic enough to play man coverage against our guys, which is what they did in the first half. But that's a result of their defensive line doing as good a job as they did. And ultimately, they're sending outside backers the entire time. So someone is open downfield. We just got to give Rosetta a couple seconds to make those reads and let him stay in the pocket. Rosetta has an amazing arm. He's a huge talent. Right, but he does his best work in the pocket. That's just point blank the way it is. We got to figure out a way to let him get comfortable back there and make some reads. I think if we do that and give him the ability to set his feet, take his three or five step drop, read the defense, I think that there's tons of plays to be made downfield. I think Traylor's beating his guy constantly, man on man, you know, with no one over the top most of the time. We saw in that last drive, Hill, you know, had 25, 30 yards probably in that last drive. He's open a lot. I think he's more athletic and can beat his guy, especially if they stay in man and one-on-one. But again, it starts in the trenches. Silverton's much bigger than you and I thought. Silverton's much more athletic. Their line is actually extremely athletic, which I don't think we expected with their size. But if we win the battle up front on both sides of the football, this game is not at all out of hand.
Sure. And you know, I think this is the first time, aside from Willamette, that the Cavemen have really been their backs pushed against the wall. And so this is where you really get to see what this Caveman group is going to be this the rest of this, you know, down the second half stretch of this football season. Because it's not going to get any easier for the Cavemen. You know, as good as this Silverton group is, the next three opponents after this are, you know, just as good, if not just as physical. And so it's really going to be a test to see what group of Cavemen come out and how, you know, is this going to be a group that kind of folds the tents and, you know, gives up? Or is this a group that keeps powering on and doesn't quit until, you know, because there's 24 minutes of football. And in high school football, 24 minutes, it's a long time. You know, a lot can happen in 24 minutes. And we saw 26 points pretty quickly out of Silverton. So if the Cavemen will come out, get a stop, like you said, they score, you're right back in it. But like we were talking about, this is going to take four stops from the Cavemen. But I mean, frankly, this Caveman defense has just got to tackle better.
Yeah, they have to tackle better. Don't get me wrong, Silverton's skill guys, they're pretty shifty, but we're just not making open field tackles, right? When they're breaking a couple tackles and then finding a lane to run, that just can't happen. We've had a ton of, I bet you we had five or six plays in the first half that would have resulted in 3 or 4 yard losses that turned into 7, 8, 9, 15 yard gains, right? And those are the big plays against good teams that you have to eliminate. And like you said, we've talked about the gauntlet that they have coming up over the next 4 weeks. I think ultimately, despite what happens tonight, result-wise at the end of this, we just need to see Grants Pass come out and show some grit and resilience, right? If they come out and they take some shots and they prove they can handle receiving shots and they can make this a game late in the stretch, I think you get on the bus feeling better about yourself, even if you end up not winning it. I don't think this game is all at all over. I think Grants Pass is going to come out and get a stop, and we're going to get some momentum rolling back our way. But they just got to figure out how to play with their back against the wall a little bit in this second half and show that, hey, it's okay. We're not going to hit the panic button. We're going to slowly chip away and make this thing competitive, because the next 3 weeks, they're going to have to do that. Like you said, they're right back up here next week with Sprague. Then they have Sheldon at home, which I agree with you. Everyone can say what they want about Sheldon, but Coach Martell does a good job, and Sheldon is still Sheldon. And then they come back up here for West Salem. So I think really we just need to figure out what we're made of in this second half and learn from it one way or another. But we just need to minimize, come out, get a stop, get right back in it, get a little bit of momentum rolling our way for really the first time all night, and see what happens.
Yeah, it really comes down to as simple as everybody has to do their job. I think there was a couple breakdowns for the Cavemen in the first half. I think a couple, you know, the toss, double pass to the receiver. I mean, pretty good coverage on that. But then on some of the basic plays, just the toss right, toss left, you got guys completely out of position because of a motion one way or another. So a little bit of communication. This place is packed. I mean, especially, I mean, you got students and families everywhere. This is a good crowd, especially on a Friday night. But this place isn't loud by any means. I mean, so it's not like the volume of the crowd is playing a factor. But at the same time, you have to communicate regardless of what is happening in the game. It just seems like the Cavemen defense kind of got bewildered after the first couple series. And honestly, the communication just essentially went downhill. And so if the Cavemen can fix a couple of those small things, I truly believe this game is not out yet. But if they don't get a stop in these first two series, and if they don't score some actual serious points, then yeah, you can see Silverton, especially at home, you know, getting the ability to kind of run away with this, and this becomes a problem. There something different offensively that you would like to see from the Cavemen? I know we've kind of seen a gauntlet of everything, but is there something that you saw that maybe you would like to see in the second half that you think may work differently than what we're seeing?
I mean, ultimately, I would kind of like to see them bring it a little bit tighter. Obviously, I love getting our athletes in space typically and spreading it out, but we got to give Rosetta time. And I think that if you bring a couple guys more, maybe you go double tight set, or you bring Powers in as an extra blocker instead of running him out and into wheel routes. I think that if we just give Rosetta a couple seconds, I think that there's big holes in this defense. I think that we can take our chunks in 4 or 5 yard chunks, whether we're hitting Bassett on an out route or whoever's that tight end in the flats. You know, I think Hill coming over the middle has been open all night. But ultimately, what I would love to see is Rosetta get a little bit of more time and us take our chunks that way and open the field up for Powers. At the end of the day, when we're letting the defensive line win the battle up front like they have, and Silverton sending two backers off of both edges, we're in a lose-lose position. The only spot that's going to be open in the field is Powers up the middle, which, not that I don't love that. I think that's a great scenario typically for Grants Pass, but Silverton's linebackers are dudes. They're big, they're physical, they're athletic. You know, they've ran with Powers a little bit. I'm not saying that they're as athletic by any means, but they're putting their nose on the football and they're filling gaps. So I really think the passing game is going to be the key in the second half. If we can't get the passing game going to take a little bit of pressure off of Powers, I think then caveman, then they're in a bad spot, right? But I think Rosetta just needs to stay poised, you know, set his feet, let the pressure not get to him, take our chunks where we have, and there's going to be calculated chances to take big shots down the field, especially if they stay one-on-one in man coverage with Trailer on the outside.
Well, there you go, folks. That's our keys for the Cavemen in the second half to find their way back in this game. Stay tuned for the second half. We will be right back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. The third quarter is brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Service. Located in Grants Pass in Medford, they service your vehicle but take care of you. Both teams are out on the field, ready for the kickoff. Leon is setting up his kick right now. The Cavemen are in a huddle behind him, ready to break out for the start of the second half. The Cavemen are going from right to left on your radio dial. Leon takes his steps. Little pooch kick to the left-hand side. Cam Holland almost gets there, but it goes out of bounds before anybody touches it. So it's going to be a penalty on the Cavemen for a kick out of bounds. They almost got it back.
Yeah, honestly, the result's not ideal, giving them a little better field position, but I don't hate the call at all. I think Coach Kennedy's going to have to be fairly aggressive in this second half and take some chances.
Yeah, and one thing, you know, that we didn't touch on at half that I think now that we see a penalty, I think the only – we've seen one holding penalty and then – two kick out of bounds penalties. I think it's been a fairly clean football game.
Oh, it's been extremely clean. You also have to it's been extremely clean on both sides. It's been extremely clean for the Cavemen, and you got to factor Silverton. Their offense has not been on the field very long, right? They got big chunks of offense. They only had 5 first downs in the first half and put up 26 yards on the board.
Silverton comes out and trips left. They motion to the right, pistol formation as a speed option. He pitches it to the running back. The Cavemen do a good job. Brevik Hill comes up from his corner position to make the tackle. It's going to be a gain of about 2 yards. I think they came and dodged a bullet there because they had 2 guys on the quarterback and only nobody on the running back. So luckily, Hill came from the corner.
Yeah, huge play right there by Brevik Hill. That's the type of plays in the open field, especially in the flats. And if we can make those plays, our defense is going to be in substantially better spot than they were the first half.
Second down and 8 for the Foxes from their own 42-yard line. Trips to the left. Referee stops the whistle. Oh, they need to change the box from 1 to 2. Still have trips to the left. Single receiver to the right, the bottom side. Pistol formation. Snap. The quarterback rolls to the left, looks to pass, does get rid of the football for a complete pass over the middle of the field.
Yeah, looks like there's a little confusion how they came in on that one. A couple boys looking at each other. That kid's wide open. I think they're running a zone right there, and someone's on the right spot.
It's a gain of about 9 yards for the Foxes for a first down. It's going to be first down and 10 from the Grants Pass 49-yard line.
Do you think Silverton slows it up here and tries to control the ball, or do they stay aggressive?
I think early in the third quarter you're going to see them stay aggressive, but then as the game progresses, I think we're going to see a little bit slower. Twins right, twins left, motion left, back to the right, dive up the middle. Kamen are there, stop him in his tracks. Looks like about a loss of about a yard, met by a whole slew of Kamen at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, great job by Brendan Shaw being the first one through the line, wrapping up the running back right there.
The Cavemen and defense especially has come out energized. We're also seeing Powers at corner. We haven't seen him before out in that area. You're seeing Trailer at this corner. So we got a little bit of a different personnel for the Cavemen early to start the second half. Twins right, twins left, pistol formation. It's a fake to the running back. He drops back to pass. He gets outside the tackle. He's rolling, rolling, rolling. Steps out of bounds. He's going to step out of bounds for about a one-yard loss as well, but there's also a flag.
Yeah, we have a holding there in the backfield.
Based off where the flag is, they're looking to see if Coach Kennedy wants to accept it or decline it. Coach Kennedy's going to accept it, so it's going to bring up a second and 22 once they march this ball off.
Yeah, here's our chance right here. Came in, get a big stop. Give our offense a chance to get on the field. Grab a little bit of momentum back would be huge coming out of halftime.
Yeah, and the Came in secondary did a great job there as he rolled out, staying true. But you're also seeing a brand new secondary. This is a group we haven't seen in formation like this before. And excuse me, that's not Powers. That's Brendan Shaw at the outside backers. We have seen him before. Kamen bring a blitz. It's a slip screen up the middle. Kamen do a good job of being there, but can't quite wrap up at the first tackle. It's going to be a gain on the slip screen of about 7 yards for Silverton. So it's still bringing up a third and long. It's going to be about a third and 15 for Silverton from their own 47.
Yeah, I like the personnel change right here. I kind of sank a half. You got to get a stop right here. I think you got to put your best athletes on the field and live and die by that for the first couple series.
Yeah, everybody's fresh. See what you can do early. You got to get a stop here one way or the other. Twins right, twins left. Pistol formation for Silverton. Got the snap. Quarterback drops the pass. Got it going deep. Nobody there. Looked like a little confusion on the Silverton offense. Had a couple guys running basically the same part of the field.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's also a great job by Hill and Bassett. Both really good job covering their guys down the field. Even with a different route, I don't think there's a very big opening right there.
Yeah, I like the change there. They've had Hill at corner. They put Weston Berg started at corner the second half. They put Hill at the safety position. Safety has been making a lot of tackles, so I think they're kind of thinking that maybe with Hill and Bassett back there, maybe they'll just make some more tackles and avoid the long runs. Silverton lines up to punt. Punter's back on their own 32. Snaps a little high. Almost blocked, but he gets it away. Hill signaled for a fair catch, but then started running, but they blow it dead. The ball's down at about the 25-yard line, so a good stop there for the Cavemen defense, giving the Cavemen a first and 10 from their own 25, but there's stop number one for the Cavemen.
Yeah, stop number one. We talked about that being a key at halftime. Cavemen come out refreshed, a little different personnel. Don't give Silverton an ounce of breathing room right there. I think that's huge. Now, let's see if the offensive line can give Rosetta a little bit of time here, put six or 7 points on the board, and try to get the momentum swinging in the Cavemen's way.
You got trips to the left. Bassett in tight on the trip side. Trailer up top by himself. Bassett goes in motion with Powers and pistol. Handoff out to the right tackle to Powers. Nowhere really to run. Puts his head down. Maybe gets a yard off tackle. Looks like they're going to give him maybe half a yard. I would say probably no gain there for Powers on the first down run.
Yeah, I know we've talked a lot about the line for Silverton tonight being impressive on both sides of the ball, but quite honestly, the outside linebackers for Silverton coming off the edge, both applying pressure to Rosetta and keep setting the edge and not letting Powers get outside of them, is extremely impressive so far.
Yeah, the Cavemen huddle. You've got twins to the right, twins to the left. Powers to Rosetta's right shoulder. Snap to Rosetta. He drops back to pass. He's got Hill on a double move, but he underthrows him by about 4 yards. I think what we're seeing there is the pressure's getting to Rosetta.
Yeah, which ultimately it has all night, but the offensive line did a much better job right there. That was a double move by Hill, so it absolutely took a little bit more time in the pocket, but there wasn't too much pressure. That's a throw that Rosetta has the talent to make. He's got to be willing to step up in the pocket and make that throw, knowing good and well he might get hit.
Twins right, twins left. Bassett on the twins to the right-hand side, in tight for the Cavemen. Snap to Rosetta. He drops back to pass. Goes deep for Hill again. Man, I thought that could have been P.I. on the safety there, and so does the whole Cavemen sideline, but no flag.
Yeah.
So it's going to bring up fourth down and 10 for the Cavemen.
That's honestly a good thrown ball by Rosetta right there. Number 8 comes over Hill's back to break that up. I'm not quite sure how that wasn't a P.I., to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of contact. Coach Kennedy is still trying to talk to the back judge, trying to figure out how there was no contact there. But now the Cavemen quickly, a quick three and out, and they're going to have to punt the football away back to Silverton.
This is what we had to avoid in the second half. This is the exact same scenario in the first half where defense does a really good job getting a stop, which they did to start the first game, right? Or the first half, they stopped Silverton the first two series, but you can't leave the defense on the field the entire night.
Snap was good to Leon, but Silverton almost blocks it again, and that's really getting to Leon too. The pressure is getting to both Leon and Rosetta because that was not a very good punt. Only, what, about a 17-yard punt.
Yeah, this is compounding right here a little bit. You just
not even
just,
17, 12-yard punt.
You just had a great defensive stop. You stall an offense a little bit, and you follow that up with a three and out and a rough punt, giving Silverton great field position once again.
Yeah, it's first and 10, Silverton from the Grants Pass 37-yard line. They show up in twins right, twins left. Jet sweep coming to the right-hand side. Cavemen try to get outside, make the tackle. Hill does a good job coming up and trying to make the tackle. Wraps on to the leg, hangs on for dear life, and then more Cavemen come. But now Hill is down on the field. It's only going to be about a gain of 2 yards for Silverton. Hill's getting up slow. I think he's pointing to his chest, like maybe just got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. It looked like he kind of got drugged for a minute before Cam Holland came in and finished off that tackle. I'm sure we'll see Hill get off the field for a play or two and hopefully be right back in here. That's one Cavemen can't afford to lose tonight if they're going to put some points on the board.
Yeah, he's jogging off the field, so I'm assuming the wind just got knocked out of him. But now we've got 2nd and 8 for Silverton. From the Grants Pass 35-yard line. Twins right, twins left. Pistol formation. Snap, drop back to pass. It's a swing route to the left.
Huge breakup by Cam Holland off the edge right there.
Yeah, the pass is incomplete. Everybody's jumping on the ball because it went backwards after Holland tipped it. But a great defensive play by Holland to get his hands up in the air and knock that ball down, because if he doesn't, the Cavemen may be in trouble.
Yeah, here's another chance, right? It's third and 8. This here, right, would be a huge stop. It's a tough long field goal. We're probably going to get a punt out of this.
Trips left, single receiver to the right, pistol formation. It's a play action fake. Back to the tight end across the field. It's complete. Looks like for first down yards, yeah, it's going to be about a gain of 10 yards for Silverton. Dragging the receiver across the field. First and 10, Silverton.
That's a tough play. Another impressive play by Silverton's quarterback.
So first and 10 from the 25 of the Cavemen. Trips left, pistol formation. Another play action pass. Same idea, back to the other side, but the Cavemen do a good job. Looks like James Traylor breaks that one up.
Yeah, huge play by James Traylor right there with Brevik Hill right there on the backside helping out as well.
So it brings up second and 10 from the Caveman 25-yard line. This is officially, I would assume, four-down territory, and maybe they'd kick a field goal if they get inside this area. You have trips left, single receiver to the right, pistol formation for Silverton. Snap, he drops back, quick pass to the left-hand side. It's a screen pass. No Caveman in the vicinity. He gets outside.
Again, missed tackles.
Missed tackles. It's just a bubble screen to the inside receiver out of that trips, and he gets about 15 more yards for a first down. The Caveman have not had an answer for any of those quick bubble screens all night long.
Looks like we're going to be first and 10 still here.
First and 10 from just this side of the 10-yard line. So, I mean, you can get a first down. Oh, nope, they're going to drop the chain. So it's going to be first and 10 right at the 10. So it's going to be first and goal for Silverton. Got a tight end in. Fake jet sweep with a tailback load. Fumble! Oh. They're going to say the Caveman got the ball back on the fumble. Silverton tried to get tricky with a fake jet sweep to the right, run the running back to the left, and he coughs the ball up, and the Caveman defense stops him again.
Massive back-to-back stops by the Caveman defense right there. Let's hopefully the offense can get a little bit moving, figure out how to put some points on the board, give defense a time to rest. They've been on the field for a majority of the second half already. This is probably a do-or-die series right here. If they don't put points on the board, this is going to be a rough rest of the night, I think.
So we had a Silverton Fox, number 4, Nash Mosier, down on the ground, but he jogs off the field. I think he was also the one that fumbled, so I think it was a little bit of frustration plus a little bit of maybe his shoulder or something was dinged up. But he jogs off the field. Now the Caveman have the ball, first and 10 from their own 14-yard line. Caveman line up, twins right, twins left. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta gets a snap. It's a low one. He fires it to Holland. Holland makes the catch. It's going to be a good first down, I believe. Yeah, it's going to be a 10-yard gain for Holland on a hitch route. Just a quick hitch route for Holland for a gain of about 11.
Yeah, I think those plays are key right here for Caveman. We got to be able to move the ball in 5 to 10-yard chunks with Rosetta's arm, hopefully, and then take the openings with Powers when we get them. But about 6.5 minutes left in the second half with the crucial drive here.
Twins right, Powers on the left shoulder. It's give to Powers going to the right-hand side. Just no running room for Powers. As soon as he gets the football, he's just been getting hounded by Silverton defenders.
Yeah, those edges are really doing a phenomenal job tonight.
So it's a gain of, they're going to give him about 1 yard for Powers. So it's going to bring up second and 9 for the Cavemen. The ball is right at their own 25-yard line. It's been tough sledding for Powers in this offense tonight on the running game. He's broken a couple, but like you were saying, most of them have been yards after contact. He's just breaking tackles himself. And so you got to give kudos to Silverton defense, especially the front 7. Twins right, twins left. Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Snap to Rosetta. He drops back to pass. Goes on a corner route to Holland. Pass a little high, but the safety stays over the top and knocks it away. Incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete pass there, but honestly, a little takeaway. Offensive line gave him good time to pass right there. So hopefully as we get Rosetta in the pocket with a little more time, a couple more pass attempts, we get a little more comfortable, start figuring out how to complete some of these passes.
The problem, just from the viewing part from where we're sitting up in the box, it doesn't look like the Silverton secondary is fooled by any of the Caveman offensive plays.
No.
Like, it's almost like they know what's going on before the Caveman are even running it.
Yeah, no, they've been in position for the run, in position for the pass. They're running a man coverage, so really those corners, all their job is to stay with their guy, which obviously makes this a little bit easier on their end as long as they're athletic enough to keep up and the line applies pressure to Rosetta.
Two receivers to each side, Powers to the right. It's a quick screen to Trailer. It's a quick middle screen. Silverton defends it very well. Tackles him right after he gets the football. It's going to be a short gain. Maybe 4 on the pass to Trailer on the quick screen. It looks like it's going to bring out the punting unit, which this punting unit has almost gotten blocked each time it's been punted. So this is a dangerous play right here for the Caveman. especially on 4th and 6 from their own 29-yard line.
Yeah, and I mean, you've gotten two big stops out of your defense already to start the second half. The last thing you can do right here is give Silverton good ball position again and put your defenses backs to the wall yet again.
Yeah, and that's the first touch for Traylor tonight, and we're already in the third quarter.
The tough part about that is that was a safety that made that tackle, you know what I mean, on a screen play. So those safeties aren't playing more than 6-7 yards deep at the very most because the run game hasn't opened it up.
Yeah, another funky screen, funky punt from Leon. Better than the previous two, but still not great. He gets it out to about the Silverton 48-yard line. So still good field position for Silverton. Caveman defense needs to get another stop to try to help this alien Caveman offense.
Yeah, I mean, you come out of the second half, we talked about defensive stop being a key. Caveman defense does a great job getting that done. They go back-to-back stops, and we turn around, and we have to punt both possessions out of our offense, and to make it worse, they weren't great punts either.
Trips to the left, single receiver to the right, pistol formation. He drops back to pass. It's a quick screen. Traylor does a good job of getting through it, misses a tackle. Got men to beat, finally run out of bounds. All the way down, he stepped out. At about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, again, missed tackles. I feel like we're kind of a broken record tonight, but Traylor wrapped him up, you know, 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. Their guy figures out a way to shake it, and he goes untouched for the next 18 yards.
Yeah, and Traylor was there. He made a good read, got past the initial blocker on the quick screen, but then just couldn't wrap up. And one missed tackle later and off to the races. Lucky stepped out of bounds. So we got 1st and 10 from the Grants pass 32, got twins right, twins left, motion behind the quarterback. Tried to go a quick handoff up the middle. I'm surprised he didn't pull it. But luckily for the Caveman, he didn't pull it, which will end up in a 3-yard loss on first down.
Titan Davis and Deshaun Stinson all over that one.
Yeah, that's one he's going to watch film on and realize he should have pulled that one because they motioned behind the play for the first time and he had the quick speed option coming to the side pretty open. So you got trips in a triangle to the right hand side, top receiver way up top, pistol formation, fake handoff, play action pass. He's going to drop it off in the flat. Oh, it misses high, bounces around to a few different Caveman and a Silverton Fox, but hits the ground. So it's incomplete. He had 3 in the flat.
That was wide open. Thankfully, he missed that play. I mean, that goes for every bit of 10, 12 yards if we just make an accurate pass right there.
Yeah, he had him open, but as a quarterback rolling to, I mean, you play high school quarterback, rolling to your left-hand side is one of the toughest things to do because you have to square your shoulders to get back open to the right, and he just didn't quite square them enough and just sailed a little bit high.
Yeah, had a little pressure on him, too. That's absolutely the toughest throw to make out of a quarterback.
So 3rd and 13 from the Grants pass 35, trips left, pistol formation. A little bit of pressure. Stinson's almost there, rolling out to the right. He throws up a Hail Mary. Too deep with Brevik Hill and Traylor staying over the top of the receivers. Incomplete. It'll bring up 4th down for Silverton.
A phenomenal job by the defensive line right there, applying pressure even as their quarterback Horner rolls out to his right. We're applying pressure, making him make a tough play, tough throw on the run. Once again, the DB's doing their job. It'll be interesting to see if we're going to get a punt here. So not 4th down territory, and I'm guessing their kicker at this age doesn't have enough leg for that field goal.
Yeah, so 4th and 13 from the Grants pass 35. We're going to see a punt. Going to try to pin the Caveman back and just keep playing this field position game. Plus, now the clock is definitely not the Caveman's friend.
No, we're down to 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Kick is off. It takes a Caveman bounce towards the end zone. Silverton almost gets there but misses it. It goes in the end zone for a touchback. So the Caveman will get the ball back out at the 20-yard line for 1st down and 10. I don't know how much more you can ask the Caveman defense to do.
You can't. I mean, we talked pregame that our offense was typically the catalyst to what the Caveman are trying to do, and the big key was defense had to get a couple stops. I mean, they had 2 stops to start the game tonight. They've had multiple stops start the second half tonight. You really cannot ask more of your defense, especially when you factor in the fact that they've spent a massive amount of time on the field tonight.
Yeah, still 26-3. The Cavemen are behind, But with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, time is now a factor for the Caveman offense. Got to score quickly here and get some momentum back. You got Twins out to the right. You got Bassett and Stewart to the left. Stewart in his fullback position. Powers in pistol. Hand off to Powers going to the right. He makes a cut back to the left. Runs into the linebacker. Keeps his feet going, but a good tackle for Silverton, giving Powers only about a gain of 4 yards on the right-hand side.
Man, I wish we had some stats on number five, Levi Schroeder. I bet you he's in double-digit tackles tonight already at the outside linebacker spot for Silverton.
Yeah, and one thing Silverton has done very well is they're very physical, but they don't have very many missed tackles. I mean, I would say they're probably single-digit missed tackles still, and we're deep into the third quarter.
Yeah, and I would bet you 75% of those are against Powers, which is to be expected with the numbers he's been putting up this year.
Trips to the left, Powers to the left shoulder. Rosetta snap to Rosetta. Quick RPO pass. I think you're going to get a targeting call. So it was a quick RPO pass. Then all of a sudden you have Hill running a slant route. Kind of gets hung up in the air. Rosetta kind of leaves him for dead up in the middle of the air. I believe you're going to get a targeting call on the safety here.
Yeah, that's the throw that every time you let it go as a quarterback, you feel a little bit guilty and hope your dude can hold on to it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a gain of about 8 yards already. Then you're going to tack on 15 more for the Cavemen. So that's a huge swing for the Cavemen there. Brings the ball all the way out to midfield. So the Cavemen are going to have first and 10 from their own 49-yard line. But that might be the momentum the Cavemen needed to maybe punch one in here and get one step closer.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen the football on that side of the 50-yard line yet tonight. So this is a big, big series right here.
Going to have a timeout on the by the white hat. I think they're just letting all the referees get set. So we got Twins right, Twins left. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta waits for the snap. Tries to go hard count. Doesn't get him. Caveman looked to the sideline for the play call. Play call is in. Caveman are back set. Snap to Rosetta. He drops the pass. Quick pass to Hill. Hill makes one guy miss, makes a second guy miss. Gets out near first down territory. It's going to be about a gain of 9 on a quick hitch to Brevik Hill.
Yeah, Hill having a great start to this second half. Rosetta doing much better. Offensive line doing a much better job of protecting Rosetta here. I'd love to see more of that as we go, and I would love to see Kennedy move into the hurry-up offense as we get deeper into this game and time dwindles down.
Twins right, Twins left, pass to Rosetta. Quick hitch to the other side to Holland. Holland catches it, gets a first down, gets loaded by a whole bunch of Silverton Foxes, but he's going to gain about 9 yards for a huge first down for the Cavemen.
Yeah, another great read by Rosetta, just taking what they give him, not trying to pressure the issue or take too big of a shot downfield.
So it's going to be first and 10. The Cavemen quickly back on the ball. First and 10 for the Cavemen at the Silverton 33.
Yeah, this is the pace that we need to see Kennedy play at the rest of this half.
Rosetta drops the pass, goes deep to Hill. Looks like it hit almost off his face mask as he was kind of falling down. He got kind of tripped up with the safety.
Yeah, he definitely got tangled. His feet definitely got tangled up with the safety. I think he kind of got surprised that ball got thrown. It goes off his mask. He gets up limping a little bit, so hopefully we see him back in the game in a couple plays.
Yeah, the time is definitely against the Cavemen now. Going to be near 2 minutes left in the second quarter, or in the third quarter, excuse me. It's 26-3 Silverton, so the Cavemen need to find a way to score and need, honestly, to find a way to score in bunches at this point. You got Twins left. You've got Bassett and Jet Stewart up top. Stewart in the fullback position. Powers in the pistol. Handoff to Powers going off the left-hand side. Not much room. He finds a little crease, but is instantly met by a linebacker.
Again, number five, Levi Schroeder, been a game changer for Silverton on the edge.
It's going to be a gain of about 3 on the play. The Silverton defense has been very stingy with Powers in this running game. And they're not really doing anything they're not even doing as much as South Medford did last week.
No, not at all. They're really not disguising coverages. They're just lining up in man on the outside, stacking the box with seven dudes and saying, we're going to line up and try to beat you one-on-one.
Twins all the way out to the right. Bassett down in formation on the left. Stewart in the fullback. Powers in the pistol. Toss left to Powers. He cuts up to the right. There's just nothing there for Powers.
No. I mean, Kennedy's got to probably go for it at this point, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fourth and a long five after that two-yard gain for Powers. I think trailing by 23 points with the clock nearing, you know, the end of the third quarter. I think this is do or die for the Cavemen at this point.
I mean, we're down to 30 seconds left in the third quarter. This very well could be the last play we see at this point in the third.
So we've got fourth. I guess it's more like a fourth and six for the Cavemen. We're going to get a timeout.
With 20 seconds left on the clock.
Timeout from the Cavemen. So we'll take a 30-second break with the Cavemen. We'll be right back.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. We got about 20 seconds left in the third quarter. The Cavemen trail 26-3. Cavemen have the ball marching down the field right now, but it's fourth and six from the Silverton 29-yard line. This is almost going to tell you how if the Cavemen can mount a comeback or not.
Yeah, this is must convert at this point.
Trips to the right, tight end in tight with Bassett on the left. Powers off the left shoulder. Rosetta drops the pass, has Traylor, hits him. It's going to be a touchdown for the Cavemen. Rosetta got hammered. That's going to be a 29-yard touchdown pass. He's getting up slow. What a great throw because he got leveled as he let go of that football.
That's the big-time play we're talking about at Rosetta. That's just being a dude stepping up in the pocket, knowing you're going to take a lick right there and hitting the dude up the seam for a touchdown. Unfortunately, that never feels good, but that's what Rosetta is going to have to be willing to do down the stretch to give ourselves a chance to move the football down the field.
So now the score is 26-9, Cavemen's trailing. The Cavemen will go for the PAT. If the Cavemen kick this, it's still a two-possession game. Leon lines it up, gets his steps. Hill is the holder. Snap is low. Leon picks it up. He runs to the right. They just kind of run him out of bounds. The snap never gave Hill a chance. It rolled right back to him. He never had a chance to collect it.
Yeah. It looks like we're going to see, you know, a 26-9 Silverton score going into the fourth quarter. And, again, this is probably a do-or-die stop out of Grants Pass's defense here.
The problem with that missed PAT now, it makes it a 26-9 game, whereas it was going to be a two-possession game. Now it's a full three-possession game, and you're only going to have, you know, 12 minutes left, and Silverton's about ready to get the ball back to start the fourth quarter. This gets tricky now because you've already had the defense. I think they have three stops already in the third quarter, so it's doable. But can they do three more stops? I mean, are you really going to hold this Silverton team down for that long?
Yeah, I mean, Grants Pass, obviously, three stops. They got two timeouts left. Silverton, I would assume, would stay semi-aggressive, but they're going to keep the football on the ground. They've been able to move it all night. If I was them, I'd be giving it some number six. Logan Utoa as much as possible, with big physical back. But I would imagine they're going to try to minimize the amount of time Grants Pass gets the ball in the second half. That's going to, I think, come back and bite Cavemen. You got to make that right there. Make it a two-score possession. Give yourself to get one stop and be one score away from turning this game back around.
Yeah, so the Cavemen line up to kick it off. This very well could be the last play. Eh, we'll probably have one more play. There's 13 seconds left. Leon lines up. Takes a deep breath. Kick is off. It's going to be a pooch kick right in the center of the field. Takes a very generous bounce. Actually bounces right back up into the stomach. If that bounces the other way, I think the Cavemen actually get they probably recover that.
That's been two pooch kicks out of Leon tonight that honestly were one bounce away from being probably back in Cavemen hands. And again, I don't hate that call at all. Coach Kennedy's got to take some chances right here. That's probably 15 yards of better field position, but at the end of the day, you got to get a stop one way or the other no matter where the football is on the field.
Yeah, so it's going to be first and 10 for Silverton from their own 39-yard line.
With 11 seconds left, so this is probably going to be the last play of the third quarter.
Got twins right, twins left. They motion to the left, motion back to the right. It's going to be a dive right up the middle. He's got lots of room, breaks a tackle. Luckily, number 16, Andrew Jensen, hangs on for dear life. But still, that's another gain of 16, 17 yards for Silverton on first down.
Yeah, again, on a two-hole dive. Untouched for 6 or 7 yards minimum.
Yeah, and courtesy of Kelly's Automotive Services, at the end of three quarters of play, your score is Cavemen 9 and Silverton 26. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this 60-second Cavemen timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Silverton did run a play as we were coming off commercial. It was a dive play right at the middle, but the Cavemen were ready for it. Had plenty of Cavemen defenders there for a zero gain on first down. Now it's second down and 10 from the Grants Pass 45 for Silverton. Going to have trips to the right, pistol formation. Go hard count. Silverton does. Grants Pass doesn't fall for it.
Coach Zina changing the defensive coverage here.
Still in the same formation. Trips to the left. The third receiver in tight pistol. It's going to be a passing play. It's going to be a quick hitch to the right-hand side. Missed tackle. Another missed tackle. Getting drugged down the field.
And Silverton playing with the ears pinned back. Full speed.
Yeah, it's going to be a gain of about 20 yards on the play for Silverton. What should have been a gain of 6 yards because of two missed tackles turns into 20, and that's, like you said, we're becoming broken records at this point.
Yeah, I mean, two missed tackles, and then we drag a DB five, or Silverton drags a DB 5 yards. You know, that's the stuff that cannot happen, especially with the amount of preaching Kennedy does about physicality. I think tonight Silverton is winning that battle, unfortunately.
Before we get any deeper, the fourth quarter is brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Call 541-476-2133 to have your favorite pizza delivered. Right now we're seeing a Silverton player on the ground. It looked like a cramp the way he was holding his leg up in the air, and the trainer is basically just pulling his toe back to his knee at this point, trying to get that cramp loosened. This isn't usually the time of year we see a ton of cramps with the cooler weather.
Yeah. Walking off the field. Looks like it was for sure a cramp. Caveman defense getting a little chance to catch their breath here.
So the Cavemen are kind of backs against the wall at this point. You got first and 10 from the Grants Pass 24-yard line. This is now four-down territory for Silverton. They've got nothing to lose. They're inside Grants Pass territory. So the Cavemen are going to have to figure out a way to make a stop here. Trailing 26-9, you know, down near the 10-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Run to the left-hand side. Came into a much better job that time of wrapping up at the point of contact, but the point of contact wasn't until about 4 yards down the field, so it's a gain of about five and a half yards on the first down.
Yeah, tackle right there by number 8, Brendan Shaw, playing linebacker, but the linebacker's playing pretty deep for where we're at in the field position. They're 5-6 yards off the ball.
So it brings up second and about four and a half yards from just inside the 20-yard line. Silverton motions. They go hard count again. They've got single receiver to the bottom side. They got a tight end to the right. Or to the left, excuse me. They're in a pistol formation with a fullback. It's a dive up the middle. The Cavemen have nobody there. A missed tackle later. Another big gain for Silverton. It's going to be another 9 or 10-yard gain, bringing up a first down again.
Yeah, another situation where safety making a tackle. Brevik Hill's been all over the field on both sides of the football. He's playing safety, though. He's lined up 9 yards deep, and he's the one making the tackle on the dive play. Our linebackers have to do a better job of filling their gaps and getting downhill.
Same formation, tight end to the left, single receiver up top. You're in a pistol with the fullback to the left-hand side of the quarterback. Fake a dive. Got a guy in the end zone open.
Great pass breakup by Nathan Bassett right there.
Bassett did a good job of coming over the back shoulder of the receiver, bringing up second down and 10 now for Silverton from just outside the 11-yard line. This is a do or die here for the Cavemen. I don't think they can recover if they don't stop them here.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You got to minimize this to a field goal at best.
Hand off to the right-hand side. It's a dive. No Cavemen there, kind of holding on for dear life. It looks like it's going to be about a gain of about 4 or 5 on the dive up the middle. So it's bringing up a third and manageable for Silverton. So about 3rd and 5. But this is definitely 4-down territory if you're Silverton. They're going to take a long time in the huddle.
Yep.
You're down under 10 minutes now for sure in the fourth quarter. And the clock is definitely now the Cayman's worst enemy.
Yeah, I mean, we're at the 9-minute mark. They're probably going to line up, wait until the back judge holds his hand up for the 5-second mark before they snap the football.
Toss to the left-hand side. He gets outside. No Cayman are there. He's beating the corner, and he gets in for this, 7-yard Silverton touchdown run.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough spot to put Grants Pass's offense coming back on the field here.
Yeah, the Cavemen just got outflanked there. Now trailing 32-9, awaiting the extra point. The Cavemen have had a really tough time on the edges with both the quick screen and those toss plays all night long. Set up for the PAT. The snap is good. The place is good. The kick is also good. So with just at 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, your score is Cavemen 9, Silverton 33, and we'll be right back in 30 seconds.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen are awaiting the kickoff from Silverton, trailing 33-9 with just under right at 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So the time is definitely not in the Cavemen's favor. They're going to need to score quick, but...
Yeah, at this point, the offense has to go hurry-up offense. They got to try to take some shots downfield, take more risks than they have all first three quarters, and they got to figure out a way to score fast here.
Got a pooch kick that never even gave themselves a chance, but it's almost like that was on purpose. I think they don't want to give Powers the opportunity to return it and get a quick score because that one was... It almost, they've been too good on their kicks for that to be that bad of a miss.
Yeah, I mean, they have film. They've seen Powers, you know, multiple 60, 70, 80-yard returns this year. The last thing they want to do is give up a quick score that only eats 10, 15 seconds off the clock and is a huge momentum type of play.
So the Cayman will get the ball after the 5-yard penalty from where the ball went out of bounds. The Cayman will get the ball at their own 37-yard line, 1st and 10. Rosetta, after taking the big hit, is coming back out in the huddle, so that's good to see. Probably just got the wind knocked out of him because he took a big hit on that touchdown pass to Trailer. But now we'll see Temple from the Cavemen, I assume, too. We got trips to the left. Single receiver on the bottom is Trailer. Bassett's in tight on the trip side. Powers to the right of Rosetta. Snap to Rosetta. It's a sweep to the left to Powers and going nowhere. There's no room for Powers to run. He actually is going to lose a yard on the stretch to the left-hand side.
Yeah. Silverton's done a really good job of limiting Powers. We said they were going to take one side of the ball away, and I would guess their game plan all week was don't let Trey and Powers beat us. They've done a really good job of making the caveman look elsewhere tonight.
Yeah, Powers is going to be near 80 yards or somewhere around there, you know, and to a normal running back, that's a good evening. To Powers, lately, that you would say, man, that's a terrible night.
Yeah, I mean, Powers is going to end up with triple-digit running yards, rushing yards yet again, which a high school Friday night game is phenomenal. But when you put up the numbers Power has, you know, you look, oh, man, I had a rough night.
Snap to Rossetti, drops back to pass. He gets hit again. Pass deep to Hill. There's a lot of contact there and no pass interference. This back judge is really letting them play, and they're all over Hill on these deep passes.
Coach Kennedy's not happy about that one either, and rightfully so. I think that's the second pass interference tonight on Hill alone that back judge has missed. That's a lot of contact coming from the backside out of the safety right there.
And Rosetta took another huge shot right to the rib cage, and he got up a little bit slow, and he's also kind of on his knees a little bit trying to catch his breath. Very good ball for how far he threw it. His arm is very good. And so how far he can throw it while getting hit is rather impressive.
Oh, yeah. Elite arm talent, without a doubt. And again, we talked about it last play on the touchdown trailer. That's a big-time play, stepping over the pocket, taking that hit, and still delivering a ball that only your guy can make a play on.
So Twins right, Twins left. Rosetta gets the snap. Got pressure again. He goes deep again to Hill one more time. Hill catches it. Did he stay in bounds? It looks like they're going to give him the reception. That's going to be a gain of about 27 yards on the deep streak to Brevik Hill.
Yeah, another huge ball by Rosetta right there. Rosetta settling in a little bit. That's a deep ball to the outside that only Brevik Hill can make a play to. And honestly, a really, really good play by Brevik Hill, catching her over the shoulder with enough poise to get 1 foot down in bounds with a DB that honestly wasn't in bad coverage by any means right there.
No, it was almost like Rosetta saw the pressure, threw up a Hail Mary, and was just hoping for the best. You got Twins right, Twins left. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta gets the snap, drops back to pass. Pressure again, has to run, mobile around, kind of just throws the ball away. I don't know if there's anybody in the vicinity.
Yeah, I think we got away with one right there. That's probably intentional grounding.
Yeah, the Whitehead just said that he was outside the pocket, which he was moving around a little bit with the pressure that he received. We've just seen Rosetta just kind of have happy feet all night long. I mean, rightfully so, he's been getting pressured and getting hammered all night long. But even in those situations, he gets happy feet somewhat quickly, and then it just rushes everything else.
Yeah, I would agree. Rightfully so, he's been pressured all night without doubt. He's taken a couple of huge hits, but there's also been a couple possessions or plays where he's not that pressured, and he's got happy feet probably from the residuals.
Rosetta gets a snap. He goes for a slant to Bowen. Again, I thought that the corner got there a hair early.
Yeah, Bowen's definitely getting hit before his hand starts the football right there. I think the back judge is really letting the defensive backs be pretty aggressive right now.
So it's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for Grants Pass from the Silverton 38-yard line. I would imagine it's going to be 4-down territory for the Caymen, trailing so many points.
Yeah, about 7 minutes, 40 seconds left or so. I think this has got to be 4-down territory. If you don't score a touchdown right here, this game's probably over.
Twins right, Twins left. Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta gets a snap, drops back to pass. Goes for a quick screen to Powers. He catches it, but gets bottled up right away. Silverton was not fooled by that. It's going to actually be a loss of about 4 yards for Powers in the Caveman offense, bringing up 4th and 14.
You touched on it earlier, but it's like Silverton sees the play before it's coming. They haven't been fooled on a screen play. Seems like they're in good coverage every time we try to take a shot down the field. Honestly, you know, kudos to their coaching staff. They've done a phenomenal job scheme-wise tonight.
So the Caymen are in 4th and 14 from their own 42. You got trips to the left with a tight end on the backside and Bassett down in formation. Powers to the right shoulder, Rosetta. Rosetta gets a snap. He drops back to pass, fumbles the ball for a second. Goes to Bowen. Does he have enough for the first down?
I think he's just short.
It's going to depend on the mark. It looks like they're going to mark him just short of the first down, possibly.
I think they're going to bring the chains out. That looks awfully close.
They're all standing over the ball, communicating back and forth.
It's a good catch by Bowen in traffic.
Yeah, it was a deep, deep crossing route, essentially. And he caught it right as he was getting to about the 30. He needed a couple more yards. He kind of had to put his head down and basically meet two Silverton defenders. And Silverton did a good job of wrapping him up. This is going to be really close. So the chains are out. They're holding him at the 40. It's going to be short by about a half a yard or better. Yeah, it's going to be short by about a half a yard. It's going to be turnover on down for the Cavemen. It'll be first and 10 for Silverton.
Yeah, 6 minutes, 43 seconds left to go in the game. That's tough for the Cavemen. They're going to have to get a quick stop. You basically got to go. You got to get Silverton to go three and out right here to give yourself any chance at all.
Yeah, the Cavemen trail 33-9 with that 6 minutes left. So it's not an insurmountable number, but that the mountain is fairly large at this point.
Yeah, I mean, three touchdowns in 6.5 minutes. Going to have to get a handful of stops. That's you only got two timeouts left.
Twins right, fullback dive up the middle.
Oh, and we're going to get unnecessary roughness in the backfield, I think, unfortunately.
We're going to get unnecessary roughness on the quarterback after the handoff. I'm assuming because it was so late, but the quarterback has a chance to do the RPO at that point, so that's kind of a lose-lose for the Caveman defense. I don't necessarily agree with that one, I guess.
Yeah, I would be on the same page as you. I don't agree with that one. They've been running RPO and option stuff all night. Their quarterback has been super athletic. Nolan Horner has been all over the field tonight. I don't think you can penalize the Caveman for being aggressive right there. If he keeps that and pulls that out of the running back's belly, he's got a huge open field over here for not putting hands on him.
So after that huge 15-yard penalty, it's going to bring up a first down and 10 now from the Caveman 47-yard line. And now Silverton really plays a slow game. We're going to see them coming in out of the huddle. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't wait and see the back judge raise his hand for the 5 seconds left. This is where they're really going to milk the clock, I think. You got Twins right. He drops back to pass.
Oh,
he goes deep. He's going to have a number 6 open for a touchdown. Deep on a streak right in the middle of the field. No Caveman within sight. 47-yard touchdown pass for the Foxes to really put the dagger in the Caveman tonight.
Yeah, another miscommunication on coverage. Caveman are running a zone coverage right there. Looks like Traylor and Ely are having a little discussion on who was supposed to be where right there. Unfortunately, those are the mix-ups you can't have against good teams. Good teams like Silverton, good programs like Silverton, and the three programs they're going to play the next 3 weeks are going to take advantage of you when you have miscommunications in the secondary like that.
So the score makes it 39-9 right now with the PAT waiting. Everyone is set. Snap is good. Hold is good. The kick is good as well. So with 6:16 left in the fourth quarter, your score is Silverton 40, Grants Pass 9, and we'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. With 6:16 left in the fourth quarter, your score right now is Silverton 40 and Grants Pass 9. So at this point, I think the score and the time left is pretty much insurmountable for the Cavemen. But now it's about building momentum as much as you don't want to talk about it. It's building momentum now for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're chasing you got to score four times in 6.5 minutes. You're really just trying to grab a little bit of momentum before you get back on the bus.
Kickoff goes deep to Weston Berg. Berg brings it out to about the 22-yard line where he's met by three or four different Silverton Foxes. Now we'll see what approach Coach Kennedy takes. Does he stay aggressive or does he run the football? Looks like he pulled Powers out, so you're going to have Berg at running back.
Yeah, I don't hate that decision. He's carried a load all year with a ton of carries. We want to make sure he's healthy down the stretch.
So you got twins right, twins left. Berg to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta waits for the snap. Snap to Rosetta. He drops back to pass. Quick out route to Hill. Hill's wide open. Beats one man. Beats another. Gets pulled down by one shoulder pad. Gets out past the 50. He's going to be all the way down to the 47-yard line. So it's going to be a 30-yard gain for the Cavemen, quickly getting out past the middle of the field.
It's a good job of just getting Hill, getting one of your athletes in space. He turns to the inside of the field, makes one guy miss, all of a sudden finds a seam, and we're off to the races.
Cavemen quickly back to the ball. Again, twins right, twins left. Berg still to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta waits for the snap. Snap is good. He drops back to pass. Same exact play. Hits the flat to Hill. Hill stays in bounds. Gets past one guy. Takes a hit. But not before he gets another 21, 22 yards on the pass play.
I mean, this is another great example of Grants Pass just has to figure out a way to get their athletes the football in space, whether it be Trailer, Hill, Powers. If you can get those guys in space, they are going to win a lot of one-on-one, one-on-two matchups.
So it's going to be first and 10 for the Cavemen from the Silverton 27-yard line. Twins right, twins left. Rosetta gets the snap. Quick pass he's got. Holland. Holland catches it. It's going to be a touchdown catch for Holland for a 27-yard touchdown pass.
That's a phenomenal catch by Holland in traffic going up high to get that.
Another good read by Rosetta and a huge touchdown for the Cavemen, making it 40-15 as we wait for the extra point. I love the Cavemen aggressiveness. I love the quick score. I mean, obviously, I think it's too little too late, but you love the just tenacity to stay with it.
Yeah, show a little bit of life here. Claw back a little bit. Make this look not as bad as maybe it really was to the real eye and grab some momentum before we get on the bus.
Snap was good. Hold is good. The kick is good. So with
5:26 left, it is Caveman 16, Silverton 40.
And we'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. With that score, the Cavemen are now down 40-16 with just over 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So still trailing by quite a few, 3 scores here. But it's good to see some life out of the Cavemen offense especially, but just to see them just kind of keep grinding this one out because you got to start building momentum for next week now.
Yeah, absolutely. You're probably going to see some sort of pooch kick again. Silverton has 10 dudes, you know, within the first 10 yards of play. So we'll see how Grants Pass handles this.
Leon lines it up. He's kind of looking over to the sidelines, I think, trying to see what coach is wanting him to do. He lines it up. Gets his unit ready, steps towards the football. It is a short pooch kick right in the center of the field. Takes a weird bounce, but Silverton does get back on top of it. That's the bounce the Cavemen needed 2 kicks ago when it actually took a generous bounce for Silverton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think if you get that bounce 2 kicks ago, then Grants Pass has an extra possession in the second half. Hopefully makes this score look a little different.
So now we're going to see Silverton really take time off the clock. I wouldn't think they take a shot now at this point. I would think now they're playing the running game, getting out of here, going home with a victory at this point. But I'd really like to see the Kamen defense, this, whether it's this series, one more, two more, whatever it ends up being, you'd love to see them wrap up and tackle much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got tight end tight to the right, a fullback next to the quarterback in pistol formation. Snap to the quarterback. It's a dive up the middle, a couple missed tackles, and you're going to have another gain of 9 yards for Silverton.
Again, Previc Hill making the tackle 8-9 yards down the field as the safety. We got to wrap up earlier, and we cannot let the running backs get to the second level like that.
Silverton also has their backup quarterback in. Number 15, Colson Swartz, is now at quarterback, and I think you're going to start seeing a lot of the twos and threes for Silverton coming into the football game. Same formation with the fullback to the right shoulder, running back in the pistol behind the quarterback. Silverton's going to sit here and wait for the back judge to raise his hand for the 5 seconds left. They're going to milk every second of this clock. Back judge raises his hand. Silverton snaps the ball. It's a dive up the center. Came in, bring a blitz. Holland gets there, makes the tackle. It's going to be a loss for Silverton of about 2 yards. Good job there by Holland coming off the edge on a blitz.
Yeah, love the pressure right there called by Coach Zina, the DC. I think that we a little too late on it, but honestly, I think the more pressure we apply, the better off we are here in this situation.
Silverton slowly goes to the ball. You got tight end to the left, single receiver up top. Fullback to the left shoulder to the quarterback this time with the tailback in the pistol. You got 3rd and 2. It's going to be a toss sweep. Holland is there again. And Holland with a huge loss this time. I think Coach Kennedy is going to run down and take a timeout. He is. Coach Kennedy is going to use a timeout here. See if the K-men can't try to score again. So with that timeout, we'll take a timeout with him, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. The K-men still trail 40-16 with just under 4 minutes left in this game. Silverton is on the ball with a 4th and 10 from their own 40. It looks like they're going to be in a punt formation. Punter standing back at his own 26. Previc Hill deep for the K-men. K-men have too many men on the field.
Oh, it's going to be a penalty flag.
No flag thrown. Hill calls for fair catch. He does catch it. It'll be down at about the 24-yard line. Elijah Hernandez was the one trying to run off the field, and it looks like he got off just in time. So this will bring up 1st and 10 for the K-men from their own 25, trailing 40-16.
Yeah. Do we see Rosetta come back out here? Yeah, we will.
I think at this point they're just trying to build as much momentum as possible. If you score again, regardless of who it's against, whether it's the twos or the threes, they need to do something positive because, frankly, the offense hasn't really done much tonight.
Yeah, no, I agree. If this game ends 23-40, it definitely feels a little bit better than it does if you fail to score here down the stretch.
So Rosetta breaks the huddle. You've got twins to the left, twins to the right. Got quite a few backup receivers in. Berg still in at running back. Berg gets the ball up the middle, makes a cut, makes one man miss, then it gets taken down. Going to be about a 5-yard gain for Berg there on first down. So it'll be 2nd and 5 from the Grants Pass 30 for the K-men offense as this clock just ticks away in the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we're down to the 3-minute mark right now.
Twins right, twins left. Berg to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Berg gets the ball again to the right-hand side, gets back up the middle. Gets another about 4 yards. So it's going to bring up about third and one for the K-men.
Really good vision right there by Berg with the cutback.
K-men quickly get to the ball, stay in that twins formation. Berg to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta snaps his hands. Going to be a quick pass. Almost picked off. He missed. Who was that? Number 13, Bronx Ely. Missed him really high. Almost picked off after it kind of just wobbled up in the air after Bronx got his fingertips on it. So it's going to bring out fourth and one for the Cavemen. Looks like they're going to stay in that twins formation. Rosetta's looking to the sideline, trying to get a play call from the coaches. Berg to the left shoulder, Rosetta still, fourth and one. Claps his hands, ball takes a terrible bounce. Berg picks it up, can't get anywhere, gets level. It's going to be a huge loss for the Cavemen and a turnover on downs.
Yeah, the bat snap right there hits Rosetta in the feet. Unfortunately, that's not much you can do with, and we're going to give Silverton back the football deep in Cavemen territory.
And unfortunately, I mean, that snap right there just kind of summarizes the Cavemen night on offense. It's been not lackluster, but it's just not much production. And I know for anybody involved in the Cavemen offense, I'm sure very, very frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, this is not at all what I predicted. I knew Silverton was going to be a tough opponent. I thought this was going to be a close game, but I didn't think that we were going to see so much struggle out of the offense. I thought if we did lose this game, it was going to be because the defense broke late in the game or was unable to get a stop, and it's been the exact opposite of that tonight.
Silverton lines up with single receivers on each side. They're going to take the knee. So this is their glorified victory position.
Yeah, still just over 2 minutes left here. It'll be interesting to see if they just knee it and kick a field goal or what are they going to do here.
Well, the problem in the new high school football, when they take a knee from the shotgun, you lose 5 or 6 yards every time, and so you're kind of taking yourself out of field goal position if that was a chance. So I'm assuming they're just going to run the ball down and then probably just punt it away or just take a knee on fourth down and
hand the ball over.
Yeah. Same formation. Steps back, takes a knee again.
Down to the 1:45 mark.
Coach Kennedy's going to take a timeout. So with that timeout for the Cayman, we will also take a 30-second timeout and be right back.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everybody. Cavemen trail 40-16. Silverton has the ball. Third down and 20. They've taken two knees so far. Silverton gets a snap. They're going to run a dive up the middle. Titan Davis up the middle, making the tackle. Now creating fourth and very long for Silverton. I would imagine we see a punt here, or they just let it go down, take a delay of game, and then punt the football, one of the two.
Yeah, I mean, if they let this run down and just take a knee and hand it over, it's going to be down in the 55-second range.
So Silverton's offense is staying on the field. Might just see a dive play out of them to waste that many more seconds off the clock. They're also not breaking the huddle, so we might see the delay of game as well. Looks like we are going to see a delay of game. So delay of game on Silverton. We'll march it back 5 more yards. Waste as much time as possible, and now we will see the punting unit jogging on the field for Silverton.
Yeah. It's probably going to end up with either a touchback. And, you know, for Grants Pass, best case scenario right here is a touchback. But I would assume Silverton kind of runs around, kills a couple more seconds off the clock, and goes with a pooch kick.
So the Cavemen are going to drop Bronx Ely deep. to receive the punt. They came and show a little bit of pressure. Good snap. The punt gets off. It's very high. Bronx Ely backs away from it. Takes a Silverton hop. It's going to go out of bounds right near the 6-yard line. It's a great punt for the Silverton Foxes.
Yeah, puts K-Man with the football at their own 6-yard line with 43 seconds left.
So I'd imagine from the K-Man, you're not going to see much here. Probably a couple handoffs and probably get on the bus and go home. After a fairly frustrating evening for the K-Man overall, there's some things they can build on, but I mean, overall, I don't think this is the outcome that the K-Men had expected, obviously, walking in here today.
No, I don't think anyone predicted this, quite honestly. Like you said, there are some positive takeaways for sure. The K-Men definitely did some good things. I think Brevik Hill had honestly a really good game tonight, but this is probably one that you go back to the drawing board and try to figure out how to get better on Monday morning.
Twins right, twins left. Rosetta in the gun. He hands off. It looks like we have a new running back. It's not Berg. I believe it was number 27, Logan Eldred, on the dive there up the middle. And the K-Man in no real hurry to get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up second down and about 6 after the 4-yard run for Eldred.
Yeah, you would imagine this is probably the last play of the football game.
Snap to Rosetti, hands off to Eldred again, going up the middle. Eldred cuts back to the right, gets some good yardage. He's going to get about 7 yards for the K-Man first down. And that should just about do it for this football game. Maybe one more snap. Nope, the K-Men are jogging off the field. So that's the end of the game with the final score, K-Men 16 and Silverton 40. The fourth quarter was brought to you by Abby's Pizza for pickup or delivery. Stay tuned for the postgame show after this 2-minute timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's recap tonight's scoring for you in the second half. Kyle, why don't you run down that for us?
Yeah, third quarter was ultimately a defensive battle. Grants Pass defense in the third quarter played lights out. They didn't give up a single point to Silverton in the third quarter. Grants Pass scores a 25-yard touchdown to Trailer with about 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter, making the score 9-26. Then in the fourth quarter, you know, obviously Silverton has the ball for a good chunk of that time. They go a 7-yard run with about nine minutes left in the game to make it 33-9. Then they turn around and score on a touchdown pass, fairly long one, with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, making it 40-9. Grants Pass then turned around and scored with a 5.5 minutes left to go in the game with a 27-yard pass to Holland, making the final score Silverton 40, Grants Pass, 16.
Thanks, Kyle. After we'll take one more one-minute caveman timeout. We'll be back to talk about the rest of the scoring.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, after a tough loss and after a tough game and many options to choose from as far as players of the game, we will deliberate and come back with your player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, after deliberating back and forth and talking about tonight's game, tonight's player of the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. After talking with Kyle and just kind of looking at numbers, we keep calling his name. We've given him player of the game a few times, but I think the player of the game has to be Brevik Hill. Offensively, I don't have his exact numbers as far. I mean, every catch is at least 7 yards or more. We called his name a lot on defense. I think you have to. You know, he was one of the steadiest players tonight for the Cavemen.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. I thought Brevik was actually the best player on both sides of the ball for the Cavemen tonight. Offensively, he had to have led in receiving by a fair margin, probably well into the double digits as far as leading in receiving yards. He was a spark that drove the drive that Traylor ultimately scored on. Hill got a majority of those yards until Traylor broke open the 25-yard touch pass. And then defensively, he had to have been double-digit tackles, and ultimately a bunch of those tackles were made at the second level of the defense, that if he missed that tackle, it turns into a touchdown and it gets ugly real fast. So I fully agree with you, Zach. I think Brevik Hill was definitely a player of the game on both sides of the ball tonight.
Well, tonight's player of the game has been brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll be back to wrap things up after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back. Well, Kyle, I mean, tonight's game I don't think is what any caveman fan was expecting. We knew Silverton was going to be tough. I mean, you're not the number two team in the 5A. You don't go to back-to-back state titles, you know, for no reason. But I think they were maybe even a little bit better than we thought. I don't know that they came and played their best game of the year either.
No, nope, I have to fully agree with you, Zach. Obviously, we knew Silverton was going to be tough. It's a winning culture. They've proven year in and year out that they're going to be in the big games late in the year, and that doesn't happen on accident. But they absolutely shocked me. They were bigger than I thought they were going to be. I thought Grants Pass was going to be significantly more athletic than Silverton, and Silverton's athletes shocked me. Their edge guys, their outside backers were great. Their defensive backs were great. Their running backs tonight had big games. You know, their backup quarterback, I think, was just a raw athlete. You know, made a couple plays on his feet, made some good reads on some RPOs and option stuff, made a couple really tough throws that I think are tough throws no matter who you are, let alone a kid that probably hasn't played in-game quarterback for the last year or two, without a doubt. But with all that said, I don't think Silverton saw the best shot Caveman had by a long shot. I think that, you know, Caveman probably was a little bit taken back by how physical and how athletic Silverton was as well. But I think if you play this game again next Friday, it's not nearly the same outcome. I think it's a dogfight. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say I think Grants Pass blows them out or you know, it's a game that Grants Pass is an absolute win in. But I don't think that if you run this back, the score is nearly as rough as it was tonight.
Yeah, and I think – so now we got to look ahead, because that's our job. The Cavemen have three games left, two on the road, one at home, none of which are easy games left, right? We talked about the gauntlet. They're kind of in the gauntlet right now. So, you know, I kind of talked to people off of the air, and I think you and I had even talked about it. I think the Cavemen go 2-2 in those four games. So obviously, now they got to go 2-1 these last three. I think they're in the playoffs, no harm, no foul, just because of how tough and the rankings-wise what the RPI is going to do with this remaining schedule. How do you bounce back? How do you get the kids to bounce back after, I mean, frankly, coming up here and you got your butt kicked, for basically. And so how do you get the kids to bounce back, get them back in believing that, you know, this was a fluke, not necessarily a fluke, but this wasn't the best brand of caveman football that's been produced? You know, how do we get back to where they need to be?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. I mean, obviously, you hope to win every game, but you hope to come up here and play a super competitive game and learn from it as far as the travel standpoint goes, so that when you go to Sprague next week and you go to West Salem in 3 weeks, you're like, hey, this is what we did well. This is what worked. We're going to leave at this time. We're going to stop here. We're going to walk through here. We're going to get off the bus, and this is going to be our routine, and it's a good point to learn from. Unfortunately, when things don't go your way, I think it's just a good opportunity to really go back to the drawing board. It not that it's ever a good time to lose, but it's a good time of the season to really self-reflect and remind yourself, hey, we don't get off the bus and just beat anyone. You know what I mean? We got to get off the bus ready to play, locked in mentally and physically, and give everyone our best shot, whether it's Silverton, Sprague, Sheldon, West Salem, North Med, South Med, South Salem, doesn't matter. We're not going to just walk on football fields and win football games. That's not how this works. Everyone at this level in this state, for the most part, is tough. Everyone in this league, top to bottom, is tough. Like you said, I think everyone outside of North Med is ranked 20 or higher. That's not on accident. So I think really Coach Kennedy's done a great job this year. I think he'll do a good job of learning, using this as a learning moment, just be like, hey, here's the deal. This is what we did really poorly. This is the areas we have to get better in over the next 6 days before we go to Salem again. And I think that it helps that Silverton has the winning culture it does. If you come up here and this happens against Sprague, I think the taste is even more sour than it already is. But when you're going through film on Monday and you're breaking stuff down and you're showing them where they made mistakes and where they have to get better, at least you can sit there and say, hey, this team is no slouch. They played in a state title game the last 2 years. The year before that, they played in a quarterfinal game. And when you look at their numbers this year, they're now 6-0, and they've allowed 60-ish points. So they're giving up 10 points a game, you know what I mean? And again, our offense didn't fire on all cylinders tonight. I think that, again, we put up way more points if you run it back next week. But, you know, we outscored the average. So while this is super sour taste, don't get me wrong, this is absolutely not what you wanted to happen on this Friday night, I do think Coach Kennedy is very good at what he does, and he's going to take these learning points and put them on the board for the boys Monday. And I think they'll have a long conversation, and hopefully the boys show up Monday super hungry. I know Kennedy talked to you last night on Caveman Corner about the 6 a.m. practices on Monday mornings that they get after. I would love to be at that practice Monday morning. I'm guessing the boys are going to be fired up, and it's going to be super intentful, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Cayman are still 4-2. They're still going to be in the top 20 after tonight's game. I don't know they even drop that much when you lose on the road to the number two team in the 5A. So the RPI-wise, they're not going to drop a ton. And, you know, 4-2 is still 4-2. And so they're still in a good spot. got to keep their heads up. And you know, obviously we're going to be with them every step of the way. And we will be on the road next Friday night at Sprague High School. Going to be another good one. Going to be a tough test for the Cavemen on the road again, back-to-back weeks. But, you know, we're really going to get to see what the Cavemen are made of. And so stay tuned with us. So for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Brian Diotti. Color commentary by Kyle Garrison. I'm Zach Morgan, reminding you the final score tonight was Cavemen 16 and Silverton 40. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.